All right, Paula Williamson, George Bambi, thank you very much indeed for joining us. She's the wife, new wife of Charles Bronson, the armed robber. And George Bambi is his oldest friend. Thank you for joining us here at Talk Radio.
Thank you, Julia. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for coming in. John Holmes is here now. A man who's probably likely to end up in solitary confinement with all rational expectations.
It's only a matter of time, to be honest.
Isn't it? John, what's happening on your show?
Well, there's many, many things happening. Not least Sir Michael Parkinson coming
in.
Which is, I'm very excited about. Michael Parkinson. So I'm planning to attack him with an email. Just for old time's sake.
Oh, he'll love that.
Because he likes that,
doesn't
he?
He's got a massive sense of humour.
He really has, yeah. So I intend to eke that bit of sense of humour back out of him. From, you know, yesteryear.
I was going to say, you won't end up in prison. You'll end up in hospital if you try that.
I think, yeah, Michael Parkinson is more formidable than any emu. So that's happening. We've got a game of snowflake buckaroo. We're going to be talking about Paper Chase and their...
They have been so snowflake. Do you know what? The people starting that campaign won't... Stop funding hate. Won't come on the show.
No, they won't come on ours either. Yeah.
I know. Poorly.
I was thinking of deliberately funding some hate to antagonise them to get them to come on. I'm just told that we have got Stop Funding Hate coming
up. You have? Yeah. Oh, they're not brave enough
just
for me.
Just been told. No, scared of you.
Yeah, that's what we are. Anyway, that's what's coming up. John Holmes after 1 o'clock. Brilliant show. So Michael Parkinson, a doyen of all chat shows ever. He'll be there as well. This is Talk Radio. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
My Christmas wrapping is shameful, I admit. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a box with this many corners. But here's hoping Mum will be distracted by the gift, because inside is a locket holding a tiny little scan of her first grandchild.
Happy Christmas, Grandma.
At the post office, it's never just post. Find out more at postoffice.co.uk.
The DVLA can spot an untaxed car a mile off. So, whether you're from Sutton-on-Sea and drive an SUV, or East Ham and owned a white van. The fact is, we have the records of over 37 million vehicles on our database. So if you haven't taxed your car, we'll find it. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxitnow.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Right, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Welcome along. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up here from Bronson's Bride, proceedings start to get rid of Mugabe and find out who's the highest paid woman in music.
Talk Radio.
The new wife of the man dubbed Britain's most violent prisoner has told Talk Radio she has no regrets about their romance. Actress Paula Williamson got married to Charles Bronson at HMP Wakefield last week after a three-year romance which started as pen pals. The 64-year-old, who now goes by the name Charles Salvador, has been in prison for more than four decades. Paula has told us he's a compassionate man.
£500,000 is what he's raised for charity. That's £500,000. This man is a very, very kind, compassionate soul, and I absolutely love the the bounds of him, and I'm sick of people going on about him and on at me, and I'm at my wit's end.
An investigation into alleged data manipulation at a forensic laboratory has found 10,000 cases may have been affected. The National Police Chief's Council says three quarters are traffic offences such as drug driving, while the rest include violent crime and sex offences. The Speaker of Zimbabwe's Parliament says it's received a formal notice to remove Robert Mugabe as president. It's thought his impeachment could take months as he tries to cling on to power. Former African Minister Lord Peter Hayne has told Talk Radio the general feeling is his former deputy, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was sacked by Mugabe, will be better.
I think most people feel that he's of a different era and has a different world understanding and realises that Zimbabwe cannot keep going like this with impoverishing its people, destroying its economy, its agriculture.
The Brexit secretary says reaching a deal with the European Union is the most likely and best outcome, but David Davis is warning it's possible the UK won't get a deal. A 53-year-old man has appeared in court in connection with a bowling alley siege last month in Nuneaton. David Clark is accused of false imprisonment, as well as having a sawn-off shotgun and a samurai sword. And business magazine Forbes says Beyoncé was the highest-paid woman in music this year, making almost £80 million. Adele was second in their annual list, having made £50
million. Right then. Good. You get the Nuneaton story in there then, I notice?
Yes, John.
As is traditional, every time there's a Nuneaton story.
Not every time, because, I mean, if I did every time there's a Nuneaton story, there'd probably be quite a few.
Are there?
No, I mean, you didn't let me finish my story. Like, quite a few, like, boring things.
Oh.
It's not every day that a siege happens in Nuneaton.
Local news, won't it?
Yeah, it would be local news.
Nuneaton News. We could add
that is the name of their local paper. You should know.
Well, no, when I lived there, when I grew up there, it was the Evening Tribune.
Oh, right.
Or the Coventry Evening Telegraph.
Oh, that's still a thing.
It is still a thing. Jeremy Vine got his break on the Coventry Evening Telegraph.
Did he? I didn't know there. That.
Yeah, but Nuneaton News, yeah, I mean, my parents still live there, so I have seen the Nuneaton News.
Oh, right.
But it's not a patch on the Tribune. Used to be.
Right. I can't compare. I'm not old enough.
No, fair enough. All right then, Victoria there with some. Well, it was news, wasn't it?
That was news.
It was certainly news based. Yeah, it was a bit heated between Julia and old Charles Bronson mate
not,
there, wasn't
yeah,
it?
His mate.
Just, yeah. Who was it in here with us?
He's
no
called
idea.
George, and that's the friend's name. I think he's called George Bambi.
George Bambi.
I might be wrong with his surname actually.
Right. He looked more like a thumper to me.
Oof. And Paula Williamson, that's his new bride.
Oh, yeah. Why was she wearing sunglasses inside?
I don't know. Maybe she has a condition where she can't see bright light.
I don't, what, like a gremlin?
I don't know. Just speculating.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I said, Colin.
Yeah.
Perhaps he's...
Never mind.
Okay. Interesting, though, wasn't it?
No, but Charles
it was
a fight.
It got really heated.
It did, because they had an on-air tete-a-tete. And then after the microphones went dead, a full-blown row happened. It was quite exciting, really. Me and Cornelius.
I saved her.
Yeah,
you didn't.
Stepping in.
Yeah. What did you do apart from hide?
I said, "Can you please leave the studio?" And then asked a female colleague to take him downstairs, which she wasn't happy about.
No, fair enough. Well done.
Well, I had the show to produce, so I couldn't possibly.
No. Anyway,
you're not usually in the studio for this bit. Anyway,
all the he's just coming here to hide.
I am when they know there's going to be an argument.
Right. All right. Well, here we are. Look, it's Tuesday afternoon. Victoria's here. She's got weather now. I expect
some
sort of weather report to do.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Yep.
Just got to find it.
Oh.
Wet and windy in the north. A mixture of bright spells and showers elsewhere. Highs of 14 degrees.
Thanks very much. And now here's
Pete Abbott.
With the pre-recorded support.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. Rafa Benitez could leave Newcastle if the current takeover bid falls through. Investor Amanda Staveley has offered Mike Ashley £300 million for the club, though he's understood to be asking for slightly more. Everton striker Umar Nias has been charged with successfully deceiving a match official in Saturday's 2-2 draw with Crystal Palace. It's the first time a Premier League player has been retrospectively punished for diving. In the Champions League tonight, Liverpool can qualify for the knockout stages with a win away to Sevilla. Manchester City are already through ahead of tonight's game with Dutch side Feyenoord, and Tottenham are hoping to make it five Group H matches without defeat when they take on Borussia Dortmund in Germany. Australian cricket vice-captain David Warner says Ben Stokes has let down England. The all-rounder hasn't travelled down under for the Ashes after being arrested over an incident on a night out. The first test starts in Brisbane on Thursday. And England have named Kevin Brown in their starting lineup for Saturday's Rugby League World Cup semi-final, but he'll have to prove his fitness. The standoff suffered concussion and was substituted in the last eight win over Papua New Guinea. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
That's the sport, powered by TalkSport, and indeed Pete Abbott, who brought it to you in association with Pete Abbott. Right then, let's. It's 7 minutes past 1 o'clock, so now we're going to bring you a Tuesday-shaped programme.
Talk Radio.
To be honest, when I heard about this, I thought, you're having a laugh, aren't you? It's called the Smart Meter Power of 10p Challenge, where basically I had to feed as many bodybuilders as possible using just 10p of energy. No pressure then, guys.
Come on, Ainsley.
But after a manic cooking frenzy...
Stop, your 10p's up!
I still managed to prepare an incredible 14 meals. Get in there, my son.
See how far 10p could go in your home. Contact your energy supplier about getting your smart meter at no extra cost.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio on cannabis of a Harlem Globetrotter towering over a man who could win £5,000.
No, you cannot. You did ask. You asked, mate.
Autumn for crippled children. But maybe they're out to lunch. Eke away. Angela Merkel has put in a grandchild in the middle.
Here I am.
Yeah.
Easier to flesh.
What is it about Marilyn Manson? Because it was kind of
ball handling.
They thought I said my name was Captain.
One of them's called Thundercat.
And the new Mugabe Barbie.
How does Mugabe Barbie work?
You have to force it out of the box.
Millennials are what?
They're more experimental in the bedroom.
I wouldn't know from experience.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Ah, welcome along. Hello. Hello then, it's Tuesday. Welcome to Tuesday. And today on the programme, good news, we are giving away £38 billion today on the programme. Oh no, sorry, hang on, that's not us, is it? That's the government to the EU, sorry. I'll mix that up there. Tell you what it is though, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon, yeah. News-led entertainment squashed up the gap holes where the travelling adverts are not. More grim news coming out of Hollywood today, of course. Although this happens to be Paul Hollywood. his marriage, the newspapers are reporting today, has gone the way of an ill-prepared souffle. In that, how do you make a souffle? You need a white sauce. And you whip it, and then you spoon it in. To be honest, I've no idea of the intimate sleeping arrangements that he had with that American co-host, but, you know, suffice to say, it's turned him into tabloid fodder today. But good afternoon, one and also all. I am John Holmes, and do we have 3 hours of radio for you? Yeah, hang on, I'll just check. Yes, we do. And it comes all wrapped up. And don't worry, millennials. I'm not going to say paper chase wrapping paper. Heaven forfend that. You've probably seen that the popular high street purveyor of recycled cardboard notebooks and overpriced cards and pens with fluff on the end has become not so popular with, social media users over the last couple of days because it chose to give away some free wrapping paper with the Daily Mail. While I'm not defending some of the unpalatable views of the Daily Mail, far from it, I would argue that it is allowed to publish a point of view that doesn't necessarily fit with the liberal left, and is also allowed to enter into commercial activity with a client. So, Paper Chase have apologised, Nat. When what Paper Chase should have done was grow a pair, I think. I think the people moaning about Paper Chase would... It would have been fine if perhaps they were giving away some cotton wool, because rather than paper, that's what they'd like to be wrapped in, isn't it? Snowflake. Oh dear, did a card shop offer to give away some Christmas paper? Oh, to the readers of a newspaper whose politics you don't like? Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Would it have been all right, though, actually, in all seriousness, if The Guardian had done it, right? Despite their equally rabid agenda, but the other way round. I agree. Stop funding hate, you say, yeah. But what about also stop funding po-faced, holier-than-thou, high-horse, hypocritical knee-jerkery? No, in fact, you know, they're all different points of view and thus equally valid because free speech, you know. Oh, no, down with Paper Chase. Boo-hoo, boycott the pens with fluff on the end. Oh, a new rail card. Oh. Anyway, with that in mind, later on the programme, a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's our Tuesday game. Our Tuesday game, where we bring you a game of Buckaroo, but like the one with the donkey, but instead of a donkey, it's a snowflake millennial. And instead of tools to kick off, it's trigger words. Hung upon the millennial until it kicks off and runs to its safe space. That's what we're doing on the phone. Also, we're bringing you Headline Hijack this hour, your chance to make up the news. All you need to do is make up a story, some fake news, send it to us. It's just what, a couple of words, a couple of sentences, that's all it takes. The number, very simple, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just use those methods of communication to send us a made-up news lie. And you could find your story spaked to the nation as fact in the 2 p.m. bulletin. It will come with some level of authority out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
And it will be full of news. What else have we got on the programme? Oh, a diversity paper review. We'll be going through the papers, of course. Each and every day, done for us by a different diversity. Today, Tara is in and she is Jewish. We'll be talking old people being confused by automated checkouts. That's in the news today. We will be talking Paper Chase. We will be looking through some new music. Hayley will be in to round up a week's worth of new releases. That is part of Work Experience Punditry. She's the Work Experience. We get her in here to do that. Snowflake Buckaroo, you already know about. There's the big debate at three. All your reactions, your chance to have the news and current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. We'll help another Kickstarter project by giving a Kickstarter project a kick up the arse, by inviting the hoper and the dreamer behind it onto the radio to talk to us about it as they beg for your coin. And we bring you guest action. This isn't at all intimidating. Perhaps the world's greatest interviewer coming in here to be interviewed. Sir Michael Parkinson on the show today. So plenty to be getting along with. Let's find out who's working on it today. Laura is assistant producing today. Laura through the window today. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Yesterday you were a work experience, and today you're... How did that happen?
Who knows? I'm thrilled.
Right. Everyone else ill or something? Chloe's in the building today. Chloe's here.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Victoria's on the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Cornelius something, something, something.
Happy World Hello Day, John.
Right. So,
hello.
Hello.
Hello, Victoria.
Hello,
hello, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hello. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Hello there. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, the whole world.
Oh, happy Hello Day.
But what only
sort
today.
Of stupid day is that? Right then, and so we bring you today's big story, but we get to it using music, and how very appropriate. Can you figure out what today's big story is from this?
Hello,
it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
There we go. That is Adele. Other manufacturers of computers are available. Hewlett-Packard, for instance. It's not all about Adele. Sometimes you want a Hewlett-Packard. Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. So,
typical of me to talk about myself, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just... So anyway, why are we playing that song, Cornelius?
Well, it is the anthem, John.
It's the anthem of international...
Hashtag World Hello Day. So,
do they go with that rather than Lionel Richie? Do they? Because they could always go with the Lionel Richie Hello if they want
well,
to.
Well, it's a modern festival, John.
Fair enough, then, right. That's not the reason. No, it's not the reason.
Oh.
I mean, that's a weird
coincidence. It's all I've been thinking about today.
I know.
Is it... Is it the Millennial Rail Card that's set to be launched?
In the sense of...
Say hello to the new...
Millennial Rail Card.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, that's good. No, I'll tell you what it is. What is hello? What is hello?
It's a greeting.
Thank you.
Ah, like greeting cards, like Paper Chase.
Yes, and why are Paper Chase in the news?
Because
they took out an advert with the Daily, not even an advert, a free offer, commercial activity with the Daily Mail.
They showered Daily Mail readers with wrapping paper. Showered.
And thus drew the ire of a Stop Funding Hate campaign and indeed millennials who disagree that they should get into bed with newspapers that don't have their own point of view. That's basically the gist of it. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking to Richard Wilson. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. Don't, please, not when he's on air. Please don't. That would be so embarrassing.
I don't believe it.
Please.
It's a different
don't.
Richard Wilson, isn't it?
It is, yeah, obviously.
Okay, from Stop Funding Hate, who are behind this campaign, of course, for which Paper Chase have now apologised. So we'll be talking about that on Talk Radio in the afternoons next.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take four.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Had enough football ads yet?
We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
We either agree or disagree, but it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
He wasn't being himself, and he didn't want to go to school. I didn't know what was up with him. Then I got his school report. I'd been so busy working, I didn't really notice he'd been struggling in class. So instead of feeling guilty, I found a Kip McGrath tutor for him instead. They've been fantastic and have really helped him improve his confidence and his English and math results. If you think your child needs help too, trust your intuition. Book a free assessment at kipmcgrath.co.uk.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
All traffic's being held on the M56. This is westbound between Junction 9 for the Lym Interchange and 10 for Stretton. That's because of an accident. The anti-clockwise M60 is slow towards an accident near Junction 16 for Pendlebury. One lane's closed there. Earlier problems on the M6 South in the West Midlands has left delays from Junctions 10A to 9 for Wensbury. South of Lincoln, the A15 through Warrington remains closed both ways after an accident. And the London-bound M2 in Kent's busy towards an accident at Junction 3 for Chatham and for Rochester. I'm Joanna Adams.
Nine roll packs of quilted velvet toilet tissue are now only £3 at the Co-op. So it's time to make some room in the garage and stock up.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Watch the brickwork, fella. Another deal for you from the Co-op. Was £4.99, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 5th of December.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon and welcome along. Of course it's Talk Radio. Of course it's the afternoon. That much is obvious. And we should talk about today's big story. And so to the masthead of the Daily Mail, or more accurately, the bit above it in the space that newspapers reserve for commercial activity. The Sun, for example, giving away holidays to Butlins. The Telegraph offering jet wash tokens to what it calls filthy immigrants. The Express perhaps offering a Princess Diana lookalike for every reader. That's about six of them then. Or The Guardian promising its loyal customers a place on a diversity in the workplace course, where each attendee gets a spoonful of broth made of climate change. But it is Paper Chase, the high street purveyor of recycled cardboard notebooks and photo frames and ice cream shaped rubbers and pens with fluff on the end, that's come under fire for having the temerity to advertise with the Daily Mail. The campaign group Stop Funding Hate led the charge against the card shop because some of the views of the Daily Mail, of course, aren't necessarily agreed with by the campaign. They tried basically to give away some free wrapping paper to the Daily Mail readers. Paper Chase have, as is the way these days now, apologised, although they did it in a tweet, which is a little bit tight, isn't it, given the amount of sorry cards that they actually have in stock. I mean, that's... perhaps could have sent one of those to everybody. I don't know. And they promised never to advertise there again, presumably also anywhere else with views that some people don't agree with. Now, I'm not defending the Mail, far from it. I disagree with a lot of what they write as well. But I wouldn't necessarily want it shut down or to stop being funded because, you know, free speech. Richard Wilson is the director of Stop Funding Hate. He's on the line. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us. Much appreciated. So talk us through what happened, Richard.
Well, the core issue that a lot of people are concerned about is that experts are warning that newspapers like the Daily Mail publish stories which fuel hatred against Muslims, migrants, LGBT community and other groups. And there's a concern that experts have expressed that the hate in the media is leading to hate crime on the streets. And we think this is an issue that clearly goes beyond what people might just dislike or find disagreeable. It goes beyond politics. All of us have an interest in making sure that we have a media that's not inciting hatred against our friends, our neighbours, our colleagues on the basis of their identity.
And
that's the start of the campaign, really.
Yeah, which is very commendable, of course, because nobody wants that kind of thing spilling onto the streets. However, is it... I mean, given the influence of newspapers is dropping dramatically anyway, and the circulation and so on and so forth, is there an argument that actually what you're talking about emanates from perhaps social media, really, rather than newspapers themselves, given that, you know, in terms of the amount of people that read them or take any notice of them, is dwindling?
Well, there's a problem of a kind of culture of hate. Definitely it's on social media. Unfortunately, it seems to be kind of everywhere at the moment. And I think the reason that people are getting behind the campaign is that more and more people are just saying, we don't need this. We don't need this vitriol. We've got to be able to talk to and about each other in a more friendly and civilised way, which is kind of what a lot of people would think Britain is all about, that kind of civility. So I think it's a set of values that just resonate, and it feels like somehow parts of our media have got to a point where they've lost touch with those values that a lot of people support. And the key part of the campaign is, you know, we're not saying anything more than people have a right to say, if you're a customer, not with my money. You know, the papers can print what they like within the law. Obviously, people are free to buy these papers, and we're not getting into any issue about regulation. But what we're saying is, if you don't like the way that this climate of hate is being fueled, you have a right to speak out too and say, I don't want my money to fund that.
But isn't it a case of just trying then to shut down free speech in a way? I mean, I know you're saying the newspapers are free to publish what they like within the law. That's true. But by jumping in this way, it's a form of censorship, isn't it?
I don't know. It isn't, because, you know, you and me, everyone, we all have a right to speak our minds. And that's an absolute right that, you know, we would defend, you know, without reservation. But there's a quote from Voltaire. I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it, which we would stand by. But he never said, I'll defend to the death your right to get advertising revenue. So our right to speak our minds does not oblige anybody else to subsidise our activities. You know, we wouldn't expect critics of Stop Funding Hate to fund our activities. We wouldn't regard that as an abuse of our freedom of speech for them not to want to pay for Stop Funding Hate. And
but
likewise,
isn't it,
we think customers have a right.
But the thing is, you're Stop Funding Hate. So you're saying that the views of the Daily Mail are hateful, basically, is what you're saying. Now, to a lot of people, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but a lot of people would say that, hang on, I agree with those views and I don't consider them to be hateful. I consider them to be sensible. Given that the Daily Mail is the most widely read newspaper out of all of them anyway, you could argue that the majority of newspaper readers actually agree with the Daily Mail's views. They wouldn't call it hate and would probably take offence at you saying that they have hateful views, because it's just your opinion, isn't it?
It's not just our opinion, because you need to look at what organisations that work on hate crime are saying. If you look at, for example, Tell Mama, they support people who've been attacked or abused on the basis of being Muslim. So, you know, they have repeatedly raised concerns about the impact that this kind of hateful media coverage is having on people's lives. You know, the United Nations has called out the Daily Mail and said that it has unique hostility towards migrants. So the point here is exactly the opposite. That
but aren't they just
experts are speaking out about this, and people are just reflecting?
But aren't they just aren't the Daily Mail just reflecting the view? You know, the Daily Mail are preaching to the choir. Essentially, they know who their readers are, right? And they know what views they are. I mean, this is exactly the kind of thing that, you know, arguably led to Trump and Brexit, isn't it? Because by trying to shut down views that you find unpalatable, it's jabbing a stick in a wasp's nest, and what that does by even doing what you're doing is fueling that particular fire, much the same as the Daily Mail are, but you're coming at it from a different angle, but the fire is burning still the same, and you're part of that.
I think like I said, what we're saying is don't make us pay for it, don't make us complicit in it. And I think, you know, we've got a right to, you know, Stop Funding Hate supporters have got a right to say, you know, whether it's Tesco, whether it's Vodafone or EE or BT or any of the other companies that we shop with that are helping to fund the Daily Mail. If you don't like what the Daily Mail stands for, if you don't like what they're doing, you've got a right to speak out too. And it's about freedom of choice. People are going to buy the Daily Mail if they want to, and that's absolutely correct and fine. But equally, if you're a customer of Paper Chase, you've got a right to say, please don't make me subsidise it.
Okay, but if Paper Chase... Now, Paper Chase won't have gone into this lightly, presumably. I don't know, I haven't spoken to Paper Chase, but I'm assuming, you know, my small knowledge of how commercial activity works working at a commercial radio station is that the client, like Paper Chase in this instance, will have done research. And they've gone, all right, our demographic, the people who come through the doors of Paper Chase are this age group, this demographic, and it will have been researched with an inch of its life, okay? So by going, you know, by apologising, which is being criticised in certain areas for being the sort of weak thing to do in this sort of whole, and I will use the term, sort of snowflake environment we find ourselves in where everyone takes offence about everything, they will be alienating a good core of their customer anyway, won't they?
I mean, all I can sort of talk about is what the company said, and my impression from what the company was saying was that they, you know, they're known to be a very inclusive company, particularly welcoming on LGBT issues, and you can see that from the kinds of cards that they produce.
Yeah, they do a good rainbow rubber. There's no doubt about that.
You know, and what supporters were saying is, look, that there's a clash here between what the company stands for and the agenda and the values and the behaviour of the media that you've put this promotion in. And the company listened to its customers, and it obviously took a business decision, and that led them to rethink the promotion. So as far as I could see, I'd say it's a, you know, it's a company just responding to its customers.
Yeah, or at least the pressure of social media, which is the world we now find ourselves in. I mean, time will tell whether or not who keeps shopping there or not, I suppose. Final question, really, Richard. Do you not see an irony in the whole notion of, which is this is part of, this whole sort of no platforming, which you're essentially calling for, read the Daily Mail's views, and the idea of safe spaces. You get a safe space, it seems to me, which is kind of what we're talking about here, if you have what are considered to be the right views. If you have a view, i.e. the Daily Mail's views or the people who read the Daily Mail's views, which you find unpalatable and the Liberal left find unpalatable, you don't get a safe space. You get demonised and shut down, which is what you're trying to do. Do you not see the irony in that?
Last week, one of the country's leading conservative Muslim politicians, Baroness Varsi, she made a very strongly worded speech raising concerns about, you know, the racism, discrimination that you find in newspapers, including the Daily Mail. So this is actually an issue that a lot of people are concerned about across society, and all that's happening is people are using their voices through social media or through whatever to make that voice heard. They have a right to speak out too, and we want there to be a public debate. This is exactly the point. What we're hoping ultimately we'll get to is a point where we get back to talking to and about each other in a way that's respectful and fair and doesn't, you know, isn't inaccurate, which is another problem with the Daily Mail. And it's just about basic common decency.
All right, Richard, thank you for joining us. That's Richard Wilson. He's the director of Stop Funding Hate, behind the campaign to which kind of essentially forced Paper Chase to climb down and apologise and say they won't advertise with that newspaper anymore. There we are. Yeah, your views very welcome as ever. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You can even call us on a telephone. 0344 499 1000. Start that message with the word hello when Laura answers the phone. Right, 1:35, which is just after 1:30, really. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Notorious prisoner Charles Bronson's new bride has told Talk Radio she's at her wit's end with people saying their relationship is a sham.
Let them say what they want, because to be honest, I couldn't really give a toss anymore. I love the man.
Paula Williamson started writing to the 64-year-old who's been in jail for more than 40 years after reading one of his books 3 years ago. They got married at HMP Wakefield last week, and she insists he's no longer the person who made headlines as Britain's most violent inmate.
Now, the Charlie Bronson of back in the day would have risen to a lot of those things. The Charlie Salvador that I know, that I've married, that I'm in love with, has remained calm, has remained polite.
10,000 police investigations are being rechecked because data may have been manipulated at a forensics lab. Retests of samples have already led to cases being dropped, and others have been referred to the Court of Appeal. The Brexit secretary is warning Brussels talks about a future trade agreement must start now, or there can't be a deal on the Irish border issue. David Davis is speaking after the government agreed to offer Europe more as part of its EU exit deal. It's estimated 4.5 million people will be able to get discounted fares under a new railcard scheme. The Chancellor is due to announce 25 to 30-year-olds will become eligible during his budget speech tomorrow. And mobile lung cancer screening units are going to be set up at shopping centres in the hope it will result in people being diagnosed earlier. The NHS will invite those at greater risk of the disease to locations across four areas of England. The weather wet and windy in northern regions, a mix of bright spells and showers elsewhere with highs of 14 degrees. There's more news in 23 minutes.
Detect a little tone in the voice there when Victoria came up with the minutage that's left before the next news bulletin.
That's because you should have gone to the news at least 5 minutes earlier than you did.
Well, I was talking to the man.
Okay.
Great. Right, Victoria's back and back at 2 o'clock. She will have a made-up news lie, but she hasn't got it yet because you quite haven't sent it in. So you can make up a news story. Just a couple of sentences, paragraph at most. Here's how to do it. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll get through some of them next. It's Headline Hijack on the way.
Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else. Late night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Dead of night discourse for disco queens.
I'm related to Jedward and Dolly Parton.
Dairy farmers.
Aye, aye.
And distant fathers.
Yeah, whatever.
Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
Zach Commando.
Late Night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee.
Yes, great.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So made-up news, then. Fake news writ large. That's what we ask of you. It is all we require. Your chance to hear your nonsense said as fact across the nation from a reputable news outlet. Or failing that, Talk Radio. If people aren't paying attention to this bit, or they popped out for lunch or whatever, then they won't know that we're setting this up. They get back at 2 o'clock, put the radio back on. Listen to the news, believe it to be the news, because it's in the news. But one of the stories is utter BS. You get to make it up. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This one is from Shane.
Shane.
He says that a catwalk model has got into trouble after failing a drugs test. Kate Stumper has not yet commented on the claims that she may have taken performance-enhancing drugs before walking up and down, showing off a new dress, handbag and shoes. Right. If she is to be found guilty by the modelling board, she will have to hand back her outfit.
A magician has been kicked out of the magic circle. Not a euphemism. After it emerged, he was not actually using magic, just illusion and trickery. The group have released a statement saying that Gideon Magic Hands, that's his stage name, didn't fit with the group's values and is now known to them as a fraud. And that's come in from Paul. What else have we got, Cornelius? Oh, no, not Paul, sorry, Daniel. That's Daniel's. Oh, it's Paul's and Daniel's. Go on.
Idiot. Airport moving walkways could be outlawed by the year 2020, as they could help terrorists run faster towards planes and terminals at a much faster pace than is safe.
Yeah.
the walkways could be replaced by monkey bars, which people could cling onto and then they'll move down. So it's like walkways on the ceiling.
Yeah.
You hold onto a monkey bar.
Yeah.
And then, but this runs from Kyle. I think he's presuming that they're like easier to shoot if you're sort of a
hanging target.
Yeah. Like in a gun range.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can see
that. That's how they train as well, so it's ideal, really.
It is
marksmen.
Ideal, yeah. This is coming from Shuffle. A group of millennials are attempting to ban the use of the term fairy lights. They form the Fairy Lights of Purely Pejorative in Name group. The acronym of which is flapping, of course, in an attempt to reduce the use of the term this Christmas. So that's from Shuffle. Right, get yours to us, because you've got about 20 minutes. The lines will stay open for today's Headline Hijack for that length of time. While you're thinking about it, we'll be going through the newspapers next with today's Diversity Paper Review. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Harris.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Tomorrow morning from 10, join Julia Hartley Brewer for Full Throttle Current Affairs opinion that's never low profile. It's Destination Die Hard Debate with the presenter who really doesn't give a truck. Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car, tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/tax it now.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Cara joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record 6 of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a 7th.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we've got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, oh, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2 TV kit, loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
I'm the founder and creator of Weekend Box Club. We create activity boxes for children every weekend.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing startups, just like Weekend Box Club.
Knowing the business is on the right track financially helps me to focus on what I'm really passionate about, finding creative ways for young people to grow and learn.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
At DFS, autumn winter collection sofas are up to half price. Many are guaranteed to be delivered before Christmas. Better be quick though. Selected sofas end Monday. DFS.
Black Friday deals have arrived at the perfume shop. Like Dupe Jump, only £25.99 for 200ml, saving £49 on the RRP of £75, while stocks last at the perfume shop. Celebrating 25 years on the high street. Black Friday deals at the perfume shop. Offer ends Sunday the 26th of November.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M60 is queuing anti-clockwise following an accident closing a lane between 16 at Pendlebury and 15 at the Swinton interchange. Queues are back to 18 at the Simister Island. The westbound M56 is closed in Cheshire between 9 for the M6 Lim interchange and 10 for Stretton because of an accident. The air ambulance is at the scene. Two lanes closed because of a broken down lorry on the M6 southbound just before junction 10 at Wolverhampton, and slow on the M1 northbound through Northamptonshire following an accident between 16 for Daventry and 17 for the M45. I'm Jamie Sercombe.
Nine roll packs of quilted velvet toilet tissue are now only £3 at the Co-op. So it's time to make some room in the garage and stock up.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
What's the brickwork, fella? Another deal for you from the Co-op. Was £4.99, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. Offer ends 5th of December.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is the radio. It's Talk Radio, in case there was any doubt. And I am John Holmes. Hello. Welcome along to your Tuesday afternoon of news-led entertainment. We've already been talking, of course, about Paper Chase and their apology for advertising on the front of the Daily Mail. We spoke to the director of Stop Funding Hate about that, who have sort of been overseeing this. I'm still calling it censorship. But anyway, we know that some of the NHS have been overcharged. They haven't got any money, but they've been overcharged for the medicines that they give to people. So that where there's an issue there about a reef. EasyJet's profits have fallen. It's the budget tomorrow, so everyone's talking about that. Old people are frightened of machines. We learned that today. There's talks in Northern Ireland. Paul Hollywood. More bad news coming out of Paul Hollywood. Of course, he's been accused of inappropriately touching a souffle or something. I don't know.
He hasn't.
I mean, a cake.
No, has he groped a cake? The story is he's splitting from his wife.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I knew there was some Hollywood news. Anyway, that's the story. So there's a lot going on. It's all very complicated, though, isn't
it? Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, and that's fine, because we're here to help. Do you know why? Current affairs. That's the name of the game, isn't it? That's what we do.
Current affairs, that's the name of the game.
And we analyse them using Japanese poetry. Do you want to have a go at that in the voice?
No, because that doesn't fit any song.
All right. So here we are, syllables. That's how you explain it. If it's complex, render it easy through the use of oriental syllables. 5, 7, and 5, it's the news. In haikus.
Ian Lee into jungle. First bit of PR Talk Radio's had.
In haikus. Right, just coming up to 10 to a time, and that means it's, diversity paper review. Paper reviews. No. Paper reviews.
Do you know what a paper review is?
Yeah, they have them on the television.
It's not just saying the word paper review.
I've seen them on the radio, and people do them all the time. They go through the newspapers, don't they? That's what they do. We do it as well, just to fit in. And we like to do it to make us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. It's the Diversity Paper Review. Tara's here.
Hello.
Hi, Tara.
Hello.
Remind us of your diversity.
Jewish.
Yes. And what have you seen in the newspapers, Tara, today?
Well, I've seen that there's a new study which shows that owning a dog lowers the risk of cardiovascular disease.
This is like an annual study. I've seen this before. I'm sure I've seen this on a slow news day before.
Also, it's just a well-known fact, really, isn't it?
Yeah, because you have to walk the dog, therefore that's exercise.
Yeah, and also...
Next.
It's supposed to be relaxing to stroke a dog. Don't you think it's a bit of weird thing that, you know, stroking stops you having a stroke? That's a strange... Mm. Why is it called... Is that why it's called stroke?
I bet having a cat shortens your life expectancy.
In what sense?
Because... Yeah. Cats, like, don't like me.
Nobody
when
does.
I'm in the room with a cat, they always go for me, so I'm always on guard.
Let me go for you.
They're like, just sort of, just out of nowhere, they'll look at me, and then they'll run towards me with claws open and stuff.
That's not true.
They do.
They run
honestly,
towards
cats,
you with their claws.
Somebody
out.
Fetch a cat.
No.
We should have used you as bait when that lynx escaped. But should have just sent you out into the field.
But I think I made it clear that they go on to attack me. Cats just hate me.
Yeah.
So I'm always on edge when I'm around a cat, which can't be good for my health.
Right.
I went to visit the cat adoption centre on Saturday.
Did you, Tara?
In Archway. I'm considering adopting a cat.
Oh.
I've not thought it through, but I think it might be a good
thing. When you adopt a cat, is it like an otter? You just leave it in the sanctuary and get a certificate? Or do you actually get to take the cat home?
It's much more difficult to foster a cat.
Oh.
And you have to request... So I requested a disabled cat because they stay in more and they're easier to look after.
Right.
Do you know, they don't have to go out as much. And
right. But you don't need to take a cat for a walk, Tara. They pretty much do it themselves.
I don't have a cat. I can't afford a cat flap is the problem, is what I'm saying.
That's just kick a hole in the door. I mean, it's not going to cost a lot of money, has it, that?
I just want a cat that just is kind of just...
Do you want a dead cat?
Just gentle and.
What, you can have a dead cat?
Sounds like you want a dog.
I don't want a dead cat. I do. I really want a dog, but I can't have a dog, can I? Because I won't be able to walk.
You haven't got a dog
yet.
Flap, yeah.
I've got a dog flap.
I have a friend who has a cat who they don't let it outside, and that's one of the ones that go for me. So I don't think
it's just pent up.
Really frustrating.
Yeah. I don't think it's very good.
So this is
any cat.
News that if you've got a dog, fewer chance of heart disease. Basically, I have a dog and I'm not dead yet, so I'll take that.
But it's especially pronounced in single person households.
Oh, right.
So you know, if you've not got a family and you've only got a dog, then
well, it's company,
know,
as well, isn't it?
Healthy.
Psychologically.
Yep. It's all those things that we know.
What if you eat dog meat?
If you eat dog meat...
Is that good for your health?
Dog meat, just meat of dog.
Yeah, right, you cook up a dog.
Yeah.
Is that good for your health?
Why don't
you
conduct a study into it?
Does it say?
That's a different news story.
Is it a different news story?
No, it's not saying on this news story.
I thought it was the overall health benefits of
dog.
Of dog.
Yeah.
There was a thing yesterday, you know the smell of a wet dog?
Yeah.
That's a bad smell, isn't it?
Smell.
It is the worst.
But why? Why does a dog smell like that? There was a
sign. Because dogs smell anyway, and then
they don't
just
smell.
Wet ups it.
Dogs don't smell.
They tend to a bit.
Yeah,
not
my
really.
Dog smelled quite a lot. Everyone forgot to give him a bath.
Well, bath the dog.
No one can remember. So
right, then
it
would then
smelling.
Indeed. Well, as would anyone.
As would anyone, yeah.
I mean, you know.
They run around in the mud, don't they?
There are a couple of people in this office who don't bathe, and I'm not going to name them, but it's obvious, isn't it, when they're at work? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I
mean. Yeah, you don't sit next to them.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on, Tara.
So a new millennial rail card that could save 26 to 30-year-old passengers hundreds of pounds is going to be announced in the budget
tomorrow. Budget.
I mean, that is a really lame bribe.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's Philip Hammond going, right, okay, you know how we lost the election and the young people didn't vote for us? I know what I'll do, the millennials. Give them an extra few years on a rail car.
30 years
old.
That
is the lamest bribe I've heard. That's rubbish.
I feel like it's aimed at me.
Mm.
About to turn 25 within a week or so.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm turning 25 in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah. Right. Well, it's
so
aimed,
are you,
it's aimed
as snowflake millennials, are you pleased about this?
I'm delighted.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
You don't use the train.
Because you can use it on the tube at stuff off peak. You get a third off. It's insane.
On the tube?
Do you have
on
it now? I've been meaning to get it.
Yeah.
But a rail card gets you another tube.
You load it onto your Oyster card.
Right.
And off peak, but when you're travelling around London, it's a third off the price.
What if I do it on my I use my contactless card as an Oyster card?
Well, no, you can't. That's why I still use an Oyster card.
So I've got to get an Oyster
card.
Yeah,
and then register it.
I didn't know that. Because I've got a network. I've got a network rail card.
Yeah,
which is which does the same thing.
I don't think you can load that onto.
No, I don't think you can. I think that's fair that you've got that.
So yeah, I'm delighted by this news, and also it is sort of a bribe.
Yeah,
but we'll still get it even if we don't vote for Conservatives. It's not binding, which is nice.
You can't get a discount. It'll still not be possible to get a discount on season tickets, though. That costs thousands of pounds a year.
Right. So actually, what it's a bigger, they're trying to turn it into a bigger story than it is, because at the end of the day, most people commuting want a season ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can't actually use it for for what they want it for. So actually, it's stupid.
It's stupid.
Yeah,
that's true.
There you go.
Stupid announcement.
Yeah, you probably. I bet
only
you
works
can
off
you
peak
use it
as well.
I was going to say you can't use it peak times, can
no,
you?
No. So
it's waste. So coming to work doesn't work anyway.
Well, it depends how lazy I am.
Well, that's true. Actually. So they're the government are encouraging your people to be lazy. That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
Right.
So they have something to blame when we can't afford houses.
Yeah.
We're like, well, you didn't work hard enough.
But it's your own fault.
Yeah.
And as someone older than you that's got a house, in your face. So go on, Tara, what's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
Story, please. What's next? Well, the Scottish Labour leader would support England in a football match instead of Scotland.
Yeah.
Instead of Scotland?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's
he was
the
born
end of
in
his
Yorkshire.
Career.
Yeah.
But he spent most of his life living and working in
Scotland.
North, in Scotland.
Yeah.
What an idiot to say that. So, even if that is the case, just lie.
He's the one after Kezia Dugdale, obviously.
Yeah.
So
they're going into the jungle.
She's gone into the jungle.
She's gone into the jungle, but has she gone in yet?
Not yet.
Tonight.
Is it tonight?
Her and Ian Lee go in tonight.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, how do you know?
Because I know things.
Your
are
agent
you sure?
Tell you.
Because
you
someone told me
agent,
it was yesterday.
He had the same agent as him. Did he tell you?
They're going in tonight.
Am I getting you into trouble by saying that?
Nope.
Sure.
Yeah, it's in the papers today, Connie.
Was it? Oh, okay.
Big pictures of them going in.
Okay. Why didn't your agent get you in there?
I don't want to go in there.
All right.
Would you have gone in there if they had asked?
I turned it down once.
Did
yeah,
you?
The first series.
Whatever it was.
Is that one of hashtag big regret?
No.
You know what?
I don't want to go in there. Spiders in there,
Tony Blackburn went in, didn't he?
Yeah.
And so you may have gone in instead of him, and he went on to win.
Yeah.
So you could have won.
Yeah, I could have
won.
If you had gone in,
yay,
you would have definitely won.
Yay.
I mean, definitely not. You're not very likable.
You had a chance of winning.
Or off it, to be fair.
Yeah.
To be fair. Do they what, Chloe? Sorry, Chloe's talking to me in my ear. What? Yeah, what?
Do they offer you loads of money?
How much money did they offer
of loads?
You? Well, just tell us how much they offered you.
About, in the old money, it was about... They get more now.
No,
I reckon
it
was about 50 quid.
No, go on, say it. We want to know.
I didn't even get that far in the negotiations.
Really?
I'm not going. There's spiders in there. I'm not going in there.
Yeah, but if they paid you lots of money to go in
spiders,
there.
Cornelia!
Oh, it's Australia. That's so cool.
Spiders, though.
Plus, you can do the show without having to do any of that. You
yeah,
just
exactly.
say,
you just
I'm a celebrity. During the task, like Amir Khan did yesterday. When
that was pathetic.
It was pathetic.
It was pathetic.
Big
did you watch
boxer guy.
It?
Is that what he... I didn't watch it.
He big boxer.
Yeah.
He just couldn't get it. He had to get a key. Couldn't get it. Was panicking. And he was like, oh, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Right. Mm.
Big boxer, yeah.
Okay. Well...
We should talk more about I'm a Celebrity.
Well, you know, let's...
Give it its own bit.
Yeah. Well, Ian's going in, so, you know.
Yeah.
If he can get a drone to take a phone to him. Like,
well,
in prison.
Yeah.
And then he can just call us.
He can smuggle a phone in
up his beard.
Yeah. And or a Comrex. Yeah, that's a good idea. Just smuggle in a Comrex and he can do the show from the toilet.
There we go. All right. Anyway, that's our I'm a Celebrity coverage sorted out for the next month. Right. Hey, listen to Talk Radio. Thank you, Tara, by the way, for coming in.
You're welcome.
And doing that. Right. Okay. Talk Radio in the afternoons. Headline hijacker on the way, among other things. What's coming up? I'll tell you what's coming up. Sir Michael Parkinson is going to be joining us on the show later. There's a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. There's new music reviewed by Hayley. But now, there is Headline Hijack. Somebody's got a made-up news story in the forthcoming news bulletin, masquerading as truth. Who is it, Cornelius, today?
It's Sam.
Where's Sam from?
Sam is from London.
Right. Sam in London. You, my friend, have your made-up news lie in Victoria's mouth, and it will come out masquerading as news next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in November, win an Xbox One bundle complete with Thrustmaster feedback wheel and a game of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Wouldn't it be nice if things happened
automatically. Like, the sun came out on holiday, automatically. The dog walked itself, automatically. At least your money is protected automatically. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money automatically. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
School, homework, teachers. I'd rather be playing footy with my mates. I didn't think I was going to finish high school anyway. To be honest, I felt embarrassed because everyone else was doing well in class. Then a friend told me about Kit McGrath English and Maths Tutoring. Homework and exams don't freak me out anymore. I'm catching up now, and I know my Kit McGrath tutor is always there to keep me on track. It's a good feeling. KitMcGrath.co.uk. Book a free assessment today.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Sky TV customers, bring the magic of Sky Cinema home this Christmas for just £10 a month. Cozy up in front of your favourite classics, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes!
With over 1,000 movies on demand to watch whenever you want. And get a new premiere every day, like Kong Skull Island.
That's a big one.
So, that's Sky Cinema for just £10 a month. Search Sky Cinema.
New 18-month contract. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is as well, yes. 2 minutes past 2 o'clock, good afternoon. So Michael Parkinson joining us on the show very shortly. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up here from the woman who married Charles Bronson, Brexit secretary ready for no deal, and a mammoth auction.
Talk Radio.
The new wife of the prisoner branded the most violent in Britain has told Talk Radio she's sick of people criticising their relationship, calling it fake. Paula Williamson's relationship with Charles Bronson started with writing letters to him in prison. He's been locked up for more than four decades for offences such as armed robbery and hostage taking. The actress has told us he's a changed man who didn't react to obstacles ahead of their wedding last week.
We've been told we can't have our wedding photos, they cancelled two of the guests, they've changed plans at the last minute, but he's remained dignified and respectful, and I'm so, so proud of him, and I have no regrets. I love this man.
Formal proceedings to impeach Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe are underway. This morning, he held a cabinet meeting with just five ministers. He's been urged to stand down by the army, which took over key institutions last week. Police say more than 10,000 cases may have been affected by alleged data manipulation at a forensics lab in Manchester. The National Police Chief's Council says 42 police forces are affected. David Davis says negotiations with the EU need to move on to trade in order to resolve how the border with Ireland will work in future. The cabinets have reportedly agreed to offer £40 billion as a divorce settlement, but the Brexit secretary says the UK is ready in case a deal isn't reached.
Every department across Whitehall has been working at pace, covering a whole range of scenarios. These plans have been well developed and have been designed to provide the flexibility to respond to a negotiated agreement, as well as preparing us for the chance that we leave without a deal.
The Tories will appeal to younger voters by offering a so-called millennial rail card in tomorrow's budget. Chancellor Philip Hammond is due to announce cheaper train travel for 26 to 30-year-olds. And a family of woolly mammoths, including a one-year-old baby, is going on sale, offering museums a chance to exhibit a complete Ice Age family unit for the first time. The ancient animal skeletons are expected to raise up to £400,000 at auction in West Sussex this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That's marvellous, that was.
You didn't listen.
I did listen to some of it. I heard you say at the top, I heard you say whatever you said there. And then...
What did I say?
Here's the news.
No, I didn't use those words.
I didn't
words.
Say that, did
no.
you? Remember. I got the gist of it.
Great.
Good. So Victoria is with us, of course, bringing you the news throughout the afternoon. At 3.30 today, she will be bringing us today's edition of bonus news, because you will have noticed, the more eagle-eared amongst you will have noticed there, the Victoria's Bulletins was 2 minutes.
That was 2 minutes, 24 seconds.
2 minutes, 24 seconds. And that's not long enough to cover off everything that's happening ever. So we need to bring you bonus news. We do it by breaking it down into components. Animal, vegetable and mineral. Today, mineral news. It's happening in the world of minerals. Victoria, enthusiastically, we'll have all of that, won't you, Victoria?
Well, I'll have it. Possibly. Not enthusiastically.
Right. So that's going to be at 3:30, and it's on the way. Now here's Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Enthusiastically.
Wet and windy in the north, a mix of bright spells and showers elsewhere, highs of 14 degrees.
And now here's
Pete Abbott
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. Everton striker Umani Asse has become the first Premier League player to be charged since retrospective punishment for diving was brought in. He's facing a two-game ban for the successful deception of a match official unless he successfully appeals against the charge. Niasse won a penalty in Everton's 2-2 draw with Crystal Palace on Saturday. It's understood that Rafa Benitez could leave Newcastle if the current takeover bid falls through. Investor Amanda Staveley has offered Mike Ashley around £300 million for the club, although he's expected to demand slightly more. Liverpool have the knockout stages of the Champions League in their sights tonight as they go to Sevilla. Manchester City and Spurs are already through ahead of their matches, with both still able to finish top in their respective groups. In the Skybet Championship tonight, Chris Coleman takes charge of his first game as Sunderland manager. The bottom club are away to Aston Villa. Elsewhere, Sheffield United will go top with a win over Fulham. And Alistair Cook has laughed off Nathan Lyon's comments about putting him into retirement. The Aussie spinner also claims England scared of Mitchell Starc and is aiming to get Joe Root dropped. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
And finally, to celebrate the 16th year of the M25 in December, the directions of both sides of the road are going to be reversed for a whole week to mark the occasion. The London Orbital will become the only road in the UK where you drive on the right, with special measures put in place to help cope with the change.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news, and of course Pete Abbott there. Pete Abbott. With the pre-recorded sports. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Yes, good afternoon. Hello, welcome. It is a Talk Radio. Soon to come are the following items. Work experience punditry. Our work experience, Hayley, is in. She's going to be going through a week's worth of new music for you. It's the music review. Ordinarily brought to you, you know, by somebody in the music industry, but we have no budget. So what we do is we tell the work experience that it's a good experience in the world of broadcasting, and they just end up doing it for free. It's a result, really. There's a big debate at three. We will be helping a Kickstarter project by giving it a kick up the arse, inviting the hoper and the dreamer onto the radio to plug their Kickstarter. There's a game of Snowflake Buckaroo coming in the last half an hour of the programme. Like Buckaroo, but instead of a donkey, it's a millennial. And instead of hanging tools on it, it's trigger phrases to see when it runs to its safe space. It's Snowflake Buckaroo. And Sir Michael Parkinson joining us on the show this afternoon before very long.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Rage Against the Machine. And yes, the pensioners are. Today we learn from the news that elderly shoppers find automated supermarket checkouts miserable, intimidating and unfriendly. To be honest, I'm not sure how friendly I personally would want an automated supermarket checkout to be. Given that one wastes enough time at them already, what with their please wait for assistance. Every time you want to buy some wine or something. Assistance that never comes because the one assistant is too busy assisting everybody else who is attempting to buy wine. And then when you do get the wine, the bagging area decides that it's unexpected. Now, if you add a robotic friendly chat about the weather or whatever it is that old people are currently discussing, the rudeness of young people, for instance, the joy of Brexit, I suppose, how annoying it is that you can't say the N-word anymore or name your dog that word. I'll be honest with you, I haven't done research. This, I'm just basing this entire thing on my nan. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told you. But look, if you've been trapped in a supermarket for 5 hours with no hope of rescue in front of an automated machine, frankly, like Benedict Allen in Papua New Guinea, except with biscuits or something, rather than malaria. I can see why you'd be crying out for human company. In truth, we all despise automated supermarket checkout machines, but not necessarily for the same reason as the elderly. It seems they have more reason than most to dislike them and find them a miserable experience, and it is a problem. Dr. Frank Shaw is a researcher at the Centre for Future Studies. Good afternoon, Dr. Frank.
Good afternoon to you. That's a hell of an intro.
Well, we try to put the work in, Frank, if I'm honest with you.
Well, you keep up the day job. Yeah,
yeah, very good. What is your day job, Frank, actually, as you bring it up then? So where do we find ourselves and how did this study come about?
The study came about as a result of an initiative undertaken by Anchor Trust, who are involved in running care homes for the elderly. And they are particularly concerned about certain aspects of elderly welfare and some of the problems that they have to contend with and how over time they can be in some measure resolved.
What is it particularly about automated supermarket checkers? Because they've been around for a long time now, been around for quite a while, and why is it only now that we're getting the results of what elderly people tend to think of them?
It was one particular subject of a number of issues that were being researched, so it wasn't just the automatic self-checkouts. I mean, I personally hate and loathe and detest them.
Yeah, me as well.
Because very often they just fail to work.
Mm.
So it's a combination of technology failure and the fact that they are not human, depersonalized. And I think one of the joys of shopping is the human exchange. It's the humanity and the emotion. And, you know, I like looking into the checkout lady's eyes. And it's automation that's starting to become somewhat ridiculous.
Well, I think some would say, because I'm sort of with you on, you know, because as I said there, it's a case of, you know, it seems to be whatever you try to buy, it's either unexpected or you need an assistant to come over. So you find yourself standing there looking around for someone to come over and put a code in, for whatever the reason might be.
Yeah.
And you're right about things being depersonalized. But the on the other side of the coin, I suppose, you know, the generations coming up behind us would start saying, well, hang on a minute. You know, we want everything to be quicker and automated and faster, and because that's just the way it's going, isn't it? And so their argument would be, you know, as old people for the future, they don't seem to care, do they, Frank?
Well, I don't think it's an either-or. It's about understanding how we can balance high-tech with high-touch. But you're very right in saying, you know, that the millennials are coming across now with incredible technological expertise and ability, whereas the 80-plus-year-olds are somewhat disadvantaged in that regard. But that doesn't mean to say, therefore, that they have to shun technology. We should be finding ways in which we can combine the assets of technology with the human side of the equation.
So what's the answer regarding, I mean, we are dwelling on supermarket checkouts because that's sort of the headlines today. I realise there's more behind this research, but in terms of the answer to that, do you get, because you also find, of course, it's all down to supermarkets and money saving, isn't it? Because the fewer checkout assistants you have, the cheaper it is, because you've got one assistant in charge of all of the automated ones and maybe three tills open. So
yeah.
So is it a case of going, all right, you know, when they used to open a sort of five items or less fewer, come on, aisle, is there a case of going, all right, if you want to chat, come to this aisle? Is that an answer to it?
In some respects, it is. You know, like when you go into stores of the future, and I'm talking about near future, there will be a great deal more technology that is designed to assist and facilitate and help. But at the same time, we will also want to have the high touch. So it could well be that some of the stores of the future will have trained professional communicators, people who understand very well how to establish relationships with people.
So, but some would argue, would they not, saying, okay, look, you're there, it's a supermarket, you're there to do the shopping, if you want to chat, go to a coffee morning, or whatever it might be. You know, because people, just see what I mean? So people aren't necessarily going to the supermarket to have any social interaction, it's just get it over with as quickly as possible.
Well, yes, there is very much, that's a very strong argument. However, there's a much bigger picture. Rather than just focusing on that particular issue, the big picture is that for the last two decades or more, the high street and supermarkets have been in slow decline.
Yeah.
We are reaching a point where in some of our towns and cities, maybe half the shops are now closed. They've closed for business. You know, and between, say, 2020 and 2030, if things continue the way they are going, we are going to see another, half of the stores disappear.
Yeah.
Now, that's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
And what that means is that we are slowly but surely reaching a tipping point where unless we reinvent the center of our cities and towns, they are going to become what has been prophesied as being ghost towns.
Yeah.
Where nobody lives, no one goes, you know. Because the other big factor in all of this is the incredible growth of online shopping.
Well, that's the other thing, isn't it, of course? Now, I find, I don't know about you, but this might be an answer to it, and I realise that you then got to sort of have elderly people who are computer literate, in a sense, but, you know, do your shopping online, and when the person comes to deliver it to you, they're always up for a chat, Frank. The person getting out of his van,
for sure,
bringing those bread baskets full of shopping bags to you, is always well up for a chat. So that could be the answer. Don't even go to the supermarket.
Sadly, is true. The people that come and deliver your groceries from Tesco or whoever it might be are trained in being communicators. Mm. And they do it very well.
They do. Sometimes they just won't shut up and go away. But I take your point.
The problem is that stores are not seeing the opportunity because they, as a store, can differentiate themselves with all of the home delivery e-commerce activity. All they have to do is to rethink what their business is really all about, and how to make it a really enjoyable experience.
I think I'm onto something here. I think you have the automated checkouts for those who want it. Then you have some checkouts that are just open for people who like the feel of a conveyor belt. But then what you do is you open chat lanes. And if you want to take, because no one wants to be stuck behind an old person or anyone else having a long chat, paying with coins. So you just have to cater for the market. You go, all right, here's the lane if you're slow and you want a chat while every item beeps across. That's the lane you go to.
This sounds a bit like Monty Python.
Frank, thank you for joining us. That's Frank Shaw. He's a researcher at the Centre for Future Studies. They put out this report today that said old people just find the notion of modern shopping utterly miserable when they have to deal with automated checkouts. So do we all, but that's not a reason to make the automated checkout speak, because we'll just be stuck there longer, like, you know, finding out what an expected item we've got in a bagging area, even though we bought that item from the bloody supermarket, so it shouldn't be unexpected. It's not like I put an owl in there, is it? Or a gun? No, just some bread and soup. Why is that unexpected? It's what you sell. Anyway, you're listening to Talk Radio. Sir Michael Parkinson joining us next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
We either agree or disagree.
But it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
For your personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends December 31st, subject to status. You will not own the car. 18s and over, guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
If you haven't taxed your car, here's something to think about. At the DVLA, we have the records of over 37 million vehicles on our database. Currently, we are clamping or impounding over 10,000 untaxed vehicles every month. It's nothing personal. It's the law. So if you haven't taxed your car, we'll find it. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/car tax.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take four.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the Salford area of Greater Manchester, a lorry's jackknifed, blocking the A6 Chapel Street near to the railway bridge. The traffic's looking very busy. Cheshire's westbound M56 is now closed after an accident between 9 for the Lim Interchange and 10 for Stretton. A diversion is signed for you. South of Lincoln, the A15 through Waddington remains closed in both directions following a three-vehicle accident there. And there's queues on the M6 in Staffordshire. A lorry's broken down between junctions 10A for the M54 and 10 for Wolverhampton and Warsaw. I'm Gerina Adams.
Being from the olden days, Royal London know that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. And while we try and sort out some technical issues with a guest that may or may not turn up, what we're going to do is move the show around a bit, because, you know, we're kind of like fluid and flexible and that. The news is on the way with Victoria at 2:30. Before that, though, I'm going to pull work experience punditry slightly forward. So that's good news for Hayley, who was in the office, of course, you know, having to sort of be photocopy stuff, make cups of thing. And instead, she gets away slightly earlier to come into the studio to review this week's new music in work experience punditry. Right, so welcome once again, Hayley.
All right.
It's nice to have you here. So we've told you, as you know, that this is a leg up into the industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're perpetuating that myth. We tell you that each and every time.
Yeah.
Even though, and you still cling on to the hope, but it's actually, as you know, a lie, because it's just that you're free and available.
Pretty much.
And that's how we fill the time. So, you're doing music today. What have you got?
I've got some stuff from Fall Out Boy.
I love Fall Out Boy.
You're a Fall Out Boy man.
Fall Out Boy fan man.
Oh, get you.
Yeah, I am. I like it. I like a bit of Fall Out Boy.
Okay, yeah.
But I haven't heard new Fall Out Boy.
We've got new Fall Out Boy.
Right. Well, I'm excited by that.
I'm sure the young vlog-watching teenagers are all going to be sitting on the edge of their seats.
They are my audience.
Right.
You know. That's the core audience.
I've got stuff on Jessie J. She's back.
I didn't Jessie even know J. she'd been away.
She's been away and she's back.
Right. What does the J stand for?
I'm not entirely sure, actually.
Okay.
Probably just an initial.
Some research for us. And who else are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about some new people called A.D. Solomon and Quay.
Quay.
Quay. Right. Like, not like Key, but actually
say,
written Quay.
K-W-A-Y.
K-W-A-Y-E.
Jessie J's full name is Jessica Ellen Cornish.
Well, where's the J then?
Probably just because it rolls off the tongue,
well,
doesn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. Jessica J. Cloth, perhaps. okay, well, we'll start with Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, sure.
Shall we?
Your favourite.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say my favourite, but out of all the ones you've listed, certainly the one I'm most likely to listen to.
Pretty much.
So, new Fall Out Boy, new single.
Hold Me Tight or Don't.
Let's have... is that the name of the single, or is that a...
I mean, that's the name of the single.
A little bit forward and inappropriate in a workplace, Hayley, if I'm honest.
Sorry about that.
All right, then. This is new Fall Out Boy. Yeah, all right.
You like it?
Well, it's an intro. I mean, it's kind of Fall Out Boy meets a bit of... I don't know, what was going on in there?
I think that's the first time I've enjoyed you. I've watched you enjoy a piece of music.
This is going weird, Hayley.
Sorry about this. Yeah. I'm not with it.
Yeah. I did enjoy that.
Yeah. I think that's the first time I've watched you enjoy something.
Fall Out Boy, Fall Out Boy like the word memories. Have you noticed that over the years? They put the word memories in lyrics and say it in a certain Fall Out Boy kind of... It's not memories, it's always memories.
I feel like they've not changed at all either.
That was a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit different.
Still the same as like the na 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 na. That's a classic Fall Out Boy trait.
Classic Fall Out Boy, yeah. I think they're very good at what they do, and I like that kind of thing. It's a little bit samey after a while.
It's easy listening.
Well, it's not easy listening, is it? Because that's sort of lift
say
music.
Easy listening.
I wouldn't listen to that in a lift.
But you wouldn't.
I would. I'd listen to it anyway. But I'm never a fan.
Sometimes a fan.
Right.
It really depends on what the vibe is, whether you're in your car, whether you're not in your car.
What's your Fall Out Boy vibe? What would you be doing while listening to Fall Out Boy?
I think I'd be in the car.
Oh, that is where you'd be.
Driving music. It's a Top Gear driving anthem.
do you reckon?
I don't know. It could be. They made another album, the Top Gear Boys.
Well, I'm not sure they made the album exactly, but yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were all choices of... the three guys.
Right.
I mean, to suggest otherwise wouldn't make sense.
Is there a new album on the way?
I think so, but I'm not really entirely sure if
what's
occurring at the moment.
It's all under wraps.
New single, though. Go and listen.
I just did to a bit of it. I quite liked it, if I'm honest. All right, well, look, I know we've got more to talk about, even though I'd rather talk about Fall Out Boy for the rest of the time, but I know, you know, you don't seem keen. So, anyway, fine. So, we're going to go Jessie J.
Jessie J.
Jessie J. Do you know what the J stands for, Victoria and Jessie J? We're having trouble with this. No, no one does. That's why. Nobody.
Nobody.
It's like B and Q. No one really knows what that stands for.
Building and...
No, you'd think,
queuing.
Wouldn't you?
Equipment.
Yeah.
Building no, and doesn't. Queuing no. for the till.
Not Bins and Quarries, Chloe. No, that's not a good game. It's the name of the two people that founded it, but I've forgotten their names. It's like Brandon and Quok or something like that. Anyway, so...
Quayley.
There, yes. Quayle. Brandon?
David Quayle and Richard Block.
Block and Quayle. There. All right, I was close. All right, stay with us, Hayley, because more music on the way, of course, Workers Rich Punditry, as is a Kickstarter project, and me complaining about Michael Parkinson. It's all on the way on the programme this afternoon. It's exactly 2:30. Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The new wife of the man dubbed Britain's most violent prisoner has told Talk Radio she has no regrets about their relationship. Actress Paula Williamson got married to Charles Bronson at HMP Wakefield last week after a three-year romance which started as pen pals. The 64-year-old, who now goes by the name of Charles Salvador, has been in prison for more than four decades. Paula has told us he's a compassionate man.
£500,000 is what he's raised for charity. That's £500,000. This man is a very, very kind, compassionate soul, and I absolutely love the bones of him, and I'm sick of people going on about him and on at me, and I'm at my wit's end
now. An investigation has found rogue lab staff may have tampered with forensic evidence in more than 10,000 cases. Two people have been arrested and five others questioned since police were informed by a centre in Manchester in February. Robert Mugabe's rival, who's sacking this month, sparked the country's political crisis, says the president should step down or face humiliation. Emmerson Mnangagwa, named the Crocodile, was a longtime ally of Mr. Mugabe. Boris Johnson has revealed the UK is assessing what he's called very troubling evidence to see whether genocide has been committed in Myanmar. Hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims have fled the country since a violent military crackdown started in August. After 23 years, Eurotunnel is changing its name. The company is now called Getlink in a bid to promote areas of its business which aren't the Channel Tunnel. And it's claimed nearly a quarter of people feel under pressure to spend money on Black Friday. A study by Gumtree shows women feel slightly more strained to do so, spending an average of almost £60. The weather wet and windy in northern areas, a mix of bright spells and showers elsewhere. Highs of 14 degrees. There's more news in around half an hour.
Hashtag Black Friday matters. Thank you very much, Victoria, for bringing us the news there. On time as well. That was good, wasn't it? Well done.
I know, you actually made an effort to hit a junction, which is your job.
Maybe now we've started doing our job, maybe we could talk about the loud bottle you bring in again.
Can you stop talking about this?
It's very loud.
Did it make any sound just then? Yeah, but I don't do that.
Not
in my
very
bulletin.
Studio friendly.
Cornelius is annoyed with your bottle, isn't he?
He mentions that every
just,
day.
I just think it's highly irritating. Double standards to moan about us hitting times, but you bring in a what is essentially a symbol to.
At least it's a closed receptacle, unlike this glass, which could damage the studio.
It's very silent, though. Stop it!
If that smashed, then I'd really laugh.
I blame Cornelius.
Yeah. Thanks, Victoria. Victoria's back in an hour with today's edition of Bonus News. It's where we bring you mineral news today.
No.
What?
No.
What do you mean?
We've had a tweet.
We've had a tweet.
Do you not check your Twitter, John?
I don't know.
John, what day is it?
Tuesday. Oh!
And what of the month is it?
Is it the third Tuesday in the month?
Yeah!
Fungus news!
Yeah.
It's fungus news! Yeah!
Of course! Because animal, vegetable and mineral, we thought covered everything off. Turns out it doesn't. Fungus is none of those things. So today's fungus news. You've perked up. Is that why you've perked up? Because you don't have to do mineral news.
Fungus news.
It'll be mineral news tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yes.
It'll be animal news. This will mineral news.
Anyway, thank you, Victoria.
Yep.
Very good. By the way, Michael Parkinson. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, he arrived a little late to the building and to make up the time, which is great, is they've decided not to talk to us. But the good news is... The good news is he will be talking to Penny Smith in 2 weeks' time. So that's great.
That's ridiculous.
So, hang on. So we had a guest booked on a live show to you know, essentially fill some time, which is what it's all about, really. But right, and so Michael Parkinson just turned up late.
It ain't
even
happening.
Though he's here, can't be asked to come and talk to us.
No, because they have to get trains and stuff, so...
Does that mean
so what's he doing
Smith
while he's here?
What? He's doing two other interviews.
So why are we the runt of that particular litter?
Because he's recording a show for TalkSport, which will be available over Christmas.
Right.
Not sure if I should have said that.
I've already boycotted it now for this.
And he'll be talking to... if you want to hear him, you can switch over to H&J.
No! Why?
On TalkSport. If you want to... If you came for Michael Parkinson, don't worry. Head over to TalkSport. He'll be on in 10 minutes.
God's
time.
Sake! Well,
he'll be on in 10 minutes' time. So
why can't
we
just divide the time between? Why can't he do us 5 minutes in the end?
Well, because they've
got listeners.
They booked the interview first, and we just sort of
piggybacked.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Parkinson, right, chat show host, right? Mm. What if he'd gone on BBC One back in the day?
His
right?
show wasn't live.
Didn't matter. What if he'd turned up to record it back
They would have got someone else.
Back in the day.
Which is what we'll do.
And they'd have gone, Rod Hull and Emu just hadn't turned up. Or Muhammad Ali hadn't turned up. How would Michael Parkinson feel about that? I'm going to call for his knighthood to be taken away for this.
Who's knighthood?
Sir Michael Parkinson.
You can't. It's unprofessional. It's not his fault.
As a chat show host, that's unprofessional.
It's not his fault, I bet. It's his people around him.
Well, then they should be fired.
Well, no.
It's unprofessional, Michael Parkinson.
I know, it's just
even if he came in here now begging me on his stinking knees to be interviewed, I would say no.
Well, that's fine then.
That's unprofessional of you, John.
They very kindly offered us a very short amount of time in between doing the other two things.
How long?
It was going to be about 7 or 8 minutes.
Well, let's do that then.
No, this was originally the original interview.
Oh, I see.
And unfortunately, because we've run late to catch up the time.
They've run late.
Yeah. It happens, John.
He should know, but he should.
It's fine if you want to hear him. You can tune into H&J.
I don't want to hear him now. I never want to hear his nasty voice.
He'll
again.
Be on Penny Smith as well on the 2nd of December.
Well, I'm not listening to that either.
Well, what you should. I will be. I can't wait.
Shut up. Right, it's 2:36. We're going to review some music instead on Talk Radio.
Look, did you hear that loud
bottle? That was your bottle.
See? Like a gong went off.
It was a nice noise.
No,
do it again.
I don't know how.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, home of not Michael Parkinson. I'm John Holmes, and we are talking instead to Hayley. How does it feel, Hayley, being a sort of a surrogate Michael Parkinson?
Next best, really.
It is, really.
I say so myself.
I prefer you to be here than him.
Thank you. Means a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. If there were an emu in here now, I would set it on you rather than him. I realise you're too young to get that reference.
A little bit. Sorry.
Michael Parkinson.
Yes.
You know who he is, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Once was attacked by...
An emu?
Yeah.
An amazing image in my head.
Changed the image because it was Rod Hull and Emu.
Oh.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Right.
Sorry.
Right. Rod Hull and Emu. It was a man called Rod Hull, and he had an emu.
I know what you're on about now.
He used to put his fist up an emu's bottom.
Yeah.
And he used to move it about, and it once attacked Michael Parkinson on the programme, much to Michael Parkinson's visible anger. And it was a great moment.
Pecked him, didn't it?
It pecked him and poked him and squeezed him. And I'm going to say harassed him, and but it was very funny at the time.
Of course,
you know, those days are gone now. You couldn't grope someone with an emu now. And it was wrong even then. But it was just acceptable.
Michael Parkinson.
I feel really young.
Yeah.
In the room right now.
Well, I don't remember any of this. I remember Michael Parkinson's last show, and I think it was the only one I ever watched of his.
Right. Well, I'm boycotting that.
Peter Kay was on it.
He turned up, did he? Right, so what are we going to talk about now? Because we're doing music with Hayley, who is our work experience. What have we got next? Jessie J?
Jessie J.
Hmm.
Queen. That's the name of the song.
Right.
Not my personal opinion of her.
I see. Or that it's about Queen. If Queen done a song called Jessie J, they could do that.
I don't think so.
Sort of return the compliment. All right, well, before we talk about it, we should probably have a listen to it. This is new Jessie J.
I love my body. I love my skin. I am a goddess. I am a queen. I love my body. I love my skin. Chasing all the hype, my girl. So trying to change who you are.
It's quite boring, that, isn't it?
Mm.
I quite like the hip-hop-y vibe.
Do you?
It's better than the last Jesse J stuff.
I can't remember what that was either.
Just very poppy.
Was it?
But without like the marimbery sound that's going on in every single pop music
right.
ever.
So are you, Jessie J?
I think she's got nice pipes. Like, she can sing well.
She's a really good singer, but her songs have never been any good.
It's a shame. Well, let's see what the new album brings.
I don't know. I just found that a little bit boring, if I'm honest. It didn't really do anything. What did you say you found out what the J stood for?
Yes, I have, actually. A quick Google. Jessie J was born on the 27th of March, 1988, and was named Jessica Ellen Cornish. Jessie has told interviewers that J stands for Jazz Hands, which is a reference to her Brit school days, and jet lag from being a frequent flyer.
So it should be Jessie JJ.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we could sort that out.
Yeah.
Jessie Jetlag Jazz Hands.
Why don't we just call, why didn't we call her that? she should just record under that name. Jessie
Jazz Hands is a bit sort of music hall of a name, isn't it?
I find it quite funny that she doesn't sing any jazz either.
No, it's Jazz Hands.
Yeah, she also hasn't got any hands, if you've ever noticed.
Yeah,
they're
she
false.
Does. She does.
No. They're right. She's got forks for hands. She's got garden forks that she got. She just crams them into the stumps. And she hasn't actually got hands. But they look like hands, but they're not. If you have a close look,
okay,
they're not hands. They're more jazz forks.
I'll have a gander.
Yeah, do. All right, well, I don't know enough about Jessie J to feel like I can pass comment, other than that I didn't really like that very much. I presume, is she a touring? Is there an album? All those things?
I'm thinking new album soon, but no tour.
Right. Why?
Oh, we'll see.
It's just probably not been announced yet.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I don't
give us some time, John.
Mm.
Right. Yeah. All right, well, great. What are we going to talk about next?
We're going to talk about Quay, not Key, Quay.
Yeah.
And A.D. Solomon.
Right. Okay, so that's coming, and it's on the way. In the next bit of the programme, we'll take traffic and travel. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Get ready for a rumble in the jungle. I'm a Celebrity Updates on Talk Radio with thesun.co.uk. Listen to the Paul Ross 4-Step Breakfast all this week from 6. And get an essential daily roundup of all the action from Oz with the Sun's Jungle Reporter. The venomous snakes, the filthy rats, the blood-sucking leeches. And that's just the contestants. Welcome to the jungle on Talk Radio with thesun.co.uk. The place for all the latest I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here news and hot gossip from the jungle. Go to thesun.co.uk/jungle.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
I need some new tyres, please. Just the cheapest you've got.
The cheapest you've got, Linda? Don't you have any regard for your safety?
Who are you?
I'm the voice that appears when people make bad tyre choices, Linda.
But I've...
Don't interrupt. Haven't you heard of Hankook? They're great value premium tyres, offering safety and performance. And they're fitted by the world's leading car manufacturers.
They sound great. I'll take four.
I'm not sure you deserve them now, Linda. Need new tyres? Ask for Hankook.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. 3 for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Black Friday deals have arrived at the perfume shop. Like Dupe Jump, only £25.99 for 200ml, saving £49 on the RRP of £75, while stocks last. At the perfume shop, celebrating 25 years on the high street. Black Friday deals at the perfume shop. Offer ends Sunday the 26th of November.
Oh, come on, where's that tab? I had it a
How
second
come that's
ago.
Gone up? What's that about?
Oh, too many tabs.
I didn't mean to.
I can't remember what tab that was on.
I can't believe I've missed it.
And it's sold out!
Don't spend Black Friday searching the internet like everyone else. Just check eBay for big deals from big-name retailers, all in one place. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Give your guests the warmest welcome this Christmas with a range of fantastic offers at John Lewis. We've got 20% off selected furniture and lighting, plus up to 50% off selected tableware. So whether you're hosting Christmas Day or transforming your spare room for guests, we've got you covered. Terms apply. See in store or online for details.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
No change in the Salford area of Greater Manchester. The A6 Chapel Street remains closed both ways because of a jackknife lorry. Cheshire's westbound M56 is still closed. Junctions 9 to 10 near Stretton after an accident. The breakdown on the M6 south near junction 10A is gone, but the northbound M6 as you move between Coventry and Birmingham slow towards an accident just after junction 4A. South of Lincoln, the A15 through Warrington has reopened, but there's some southbound delays on Surrey's M3 near junction 4 because of a breakdown, and through Belfast, the A1 Great Victoria Street partially blocked by an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Being from the olden days, Royal London know that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons, home of not Sir Michael Parkinson. Now, Well, you know, I was looking forward to some good questions for Michael Parkinson.
No, you probably
did. I did. I did have good questions for Michael Parkinson.
Oh, yeah? Well, just ask me them.
All right. Who was the best person you've ever interviewed?
Colonel Bob Stewart.
What's your favourite colour?
Red.
What's it like being Michael Parkinson?
Slow. Late.
Good, see, my interview would have been piercing and insightful. Right, so, well, he's not here, but it's all right because much else is. Still to come, a game of Snowflake Buckaroo on the programme, the big debates at 3 o'clock, and we've been looking at the news. Clearly, Paper Chase have been advertising with the Daily Mail, doing a sort of free wrapping paper giveaway with the Daily Mail, and that's angered many... Is that your phone?
Yeah.
You call Victoria unprofessional for clanging a bottle around. So the...
You're in a really bad mood. I quite enjoy this.
Well, so, much news. Paper Chase, that's right. Paper Chase have been giving away free wrapping paper and everyone's going, eh, don't do that with Danny Mayer, etc. That's happened. We've been talking about, what else did we talk about earlier? Some news.
I don't know, but all those people, they're going to have to start wrapping their presents in Daily Mail.
No, they're going to wrap it in cotton wool, like them. Because they're millennials and all, safe space.
Fine.
Anyway, there's a lot going on in the news today, it's all very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, don't you worry, because we're here to help, and we help you analyse and understand the news by using Japanese poetry as our investigation mechanism. It's all to do with the syllables, you see. It makes it easy to understand. 575, it's the news in haikus.
Hollywood and his wife make like a poorly baked meringue and split. The news
in haikus. Hayley's here. She's our work experience. We've dragged her away from the office, which is where she normally has to live, cowering beneath the desk, collecting the crumbs dropped by the talent. And we've given her real-world work experience and shoved her in front of a microphone. She's reviewing for us new music. We've already talked Jessie J. We have talked Fall Out Boy. And now we step into pastures... slightly more obscure, is that fair?
Yeah, I would say up and coming.
Okay, that's fine.
Get excited.
I am already excited, as you can probably tell. What are we going to listen to first?
We're going to listen to A.D. Solomon.
Tell me about...
He's a guy from around Nottingham, I think Leicestershire. Yeah, that's Nottingham.
Well, it's in Nottinghamshire,
yeah.
Really, isn't it?
Nottinghamshire, Leicestershire, around that area.
Yeah, in the Midlands, yeah.
Good. Yeah, the Midlands. And he's written a song called I Remember. He's quite, like, soulful, yep. I'd say. Not really what you'd expect from someone coming from Nottingham. Because talent from Nottingham is not really a thing. Most people are from London.
Well, that's slightly unfair.
Do you reckon?
I mean, most people aren't from... That's very London-centric, Hayley.
Yeah, Hayley.
Most people aren't from London, are they?
Sorry.
I mean, some people are from other places.
You should really apologise to all the Northerners right
I'm
now.
I'm really sorry to the Northerners.
No, they wouldn't understand. You have to do it in their accent.
I'm really sorry to the Northerners.
That's very good, actually. Kasabian are from Leicester.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. You just think everyone's from London, no?
Arctic Monkeys are from Sheffield.
Oh, obviously. Like, yeah. The Northern bands.
Yeah.
But I'm talking soul music here.
Right.
You don't really expect that to come out of Leicestershire.
It's Nottinghamshire.
Nottinghamshire. Oh, God.
Right, let's have a listen to, who is it?
A.D. Solomon.
A.D. Solomon.
Yes.
From Nottingham in Leicestershire. We were just asking Hayley if she got an email then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she has.
I got the email. Yeah.
Good news. Right, I quite liked that.
You liked
actually,
it?
Actually, I didn't... No, yeah, I was expecting not to, obviously, but I did quite like it, yeah.
Nice chill vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It was really nice, wasn't it? Yeah. I wanted to listen to more of it, Hayley.
Oh, you can go away and listen to more.
Right. I can't. I've got to stay here and produce the show.
That's true. Later.
He tweeted yesterday saying, album new, coming very, very soon. Album new.
Right. I mean, that's what I like about him.
Does he have to pay for tweets by word?
He's a master lyricist, isn't he? That's what I like about him. Yeah. To be fair, the English language has only recently got to Nottingham.
Yeah, of course.
So that's probably what that is.
He's got a show at Coco on March the 28th.
Is Jake Bugg from Nottingham? Or have I made that up? Is Jake Bugg from Nottingham? I think he is.
Jake Bugg, yeah, he's definitely from up north, but who cares?
It's not north, it's the Midlands.
Rubbish.
Yeah, well...
I don't like Jake Bugg.
No,
we ended up booing him off at Reading Festival before the Arctic Monkeys
You booed
came
off Jake Bugg?
A lot of people, not just me.
Right. He's Jake Bugg's quite popular, isn't he?
Popular
he
guy.
Is.
I mean,
he
was.
Is, but I've never liked him. Apparently, he's a phony, according to Chloe.
Chloe through the glass. Chloe. Hi, Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Chloe, whose name rhymes with phony, yeah. So she's treading on thin ice.
What do you mean? What do you mean he's a phony? What does that mean?
It just seems a bit,
A bit, duh.
Derived? Is that word?
Derivative?
Derivative? Bit fake.
He's from Nottingham.
I agree.
I said he was from Nottingham. Right. In what sense?
It's just a bit contrived.
Contrived. Yes. All right. Okay.
I feel like his voice doesn't sound like it's his voice coming out of his mouth. I feel like he really puts it on.
Yeah, but a lot of people are like that. Like George Ezra.
Yeah.
No, George Ezra does have a really
good
voice.
Oh, no. So he has a very good voice, but he doesn't look like that's his voice.
Oh,
if that's
right.
The argument.
No, Rose, yeah, Jake Bugg doesn't have that voice. Like, right. He doesn't... Because it's very, like, whiny, isn't
he's
it?
He's a bit...
It's George Formby, isn't it?
Yeah. I go cleaning windows.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's whenever I hear or see Jake Bugg, I think George Formby's come back. I genuinely do. What was Jake Bugg's big song?
Two Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm turning
lightning
bolt.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah,
lightning. I'm leaning on the corner. Oh, lightning bolt. Oh, turned out nice again. Oh. Yeah.
That is very Jake Bug.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's what I think. I think he's basically George Formby for millennials.
I agree with Chloe, actually.
Yeah.
After that.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm, there we go.
All right, well, okay. Well, we like... What's his name?
A.D. Solomon.
Yeah, Solomon or Solomon?
Solomon.
Spell it for us.
S-U-L-E-I-M-A-N. Solomon.
Solomon.
Solomon, all right, fine. Yeah, we quite like it. Solomon.
Album new coming very, very soon.
Great news. Who are we talking about next?
We're talking about Quay.
Tell me about Quay.
He is from L.A.
Yeah, that's in Nottinghamshire.
That rhymes.
Quay from LA.
Yeah.
He's quite cool. He's quite jazzy.
Yeah.
And he's got an album
like
cover.
Like Jesse J.
Like Jesse Jazz Hands.
Yeah.
He's got an album cover, though, that looks like it's definitely like... I definitely am a judger of a book cover.
Yeah.
And I would not listen to this, but I would if I listened to it. But if I saw the album cover, I wouldn't listen to it.
Right. What's on the album? You got... I mean...
Just him. He looks a bit like he's trying to like impersonate Drake.
How's Quay spelled?
K W A Y E.
Right. Well, let's just look while we have a look at the album cover, which is Cornelius is now googling. Let's have a listen to Quay.
Lost in my boots, safe in my room, under the covers, they smell like you. All of my time, all of my days, all that I treasured, lost in a maze.
I mean, it's not for me, but I can understand why some people... What did he say at the beginning of that, Chloe? Can you just play the very beginning of that clip of music again? I can't remember.
Lost in my boots.
He's got lost in boots.
That's the name of the song.
He's lost in
he's
boots.
He's lost in boots. What, which aisle is he in?
Can't find the Listerine. He's trying to get some of that stuff for gum disease that you see advertising. Quay, he's walking around, he's going, excuse me, have you got... Oh, there's no assistance. Excuse me, can you tell me the Listerine... No. All right, then.
Trying to find the allergy tablet.
He'll have to settle for Colgate instead.
Mm. Yeah, he's looking for the Puritan. He's written a song about it. Good old Quay. Oh, by the way, we did look at the front of his album, and it's of him sort of... Is he reclining?
He's sort of leaning back and holding his hand out flat in the most unnatural pose in the world.
It's crying out for a Photoshop, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
I mean, I can think of several things you could put in that hand that would make that more amusing. Also, he's lying in front of his name, Quay, and the way he's lying in front of it blocks most of the letters out. So, at a glance, it looks like Kanye, which I think he's trying to persuade.
He does.
And that's why I think he's just going, people will just pick that up thinking it's Kanye.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing
it. That's sneaky of him.
It is. He's a sneaky man. You know,
maybe he knows that people like you won't pick up his album.
Yeah, I won't. No wonder he got lost in boots. he's got no idea. Anyway, we're out of time. Look at that. We're out of time, Hayley. Thank you for bringing in all of
that. It's a shame because Michael Parkinson's just knocked on and said, can we come in?
No,
out of time.
Sorry, mate. Sorry, Sir Michael Parkinson. You go and talk to Hawksby and Jacobs. Oh, you are. Right, fine. So in the next bit of the programme, here's what's coming. A big debate. The big debate at 3. We'll be talking to a Kickstarter, someone with a hope and a dream, and getting them on the radio to talk about it, giving their Kickstarter project very much a kick up the arse. And we will be playing a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, news-led entertainment between 1 and 4.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Trade Point, one stop, get the lot, Trade Point.
It's
Tool Time at TradePoint with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Three for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
If you had £10,000 in your pocket this Christmas, what would you spend it on? A diamond-studded Santa hat? A pimped-out sleigh? 10,000 sprouts? Whatever it is, make your Christmas dreams come true. Start collecting SunSavers codes today and you could win one of five £10,000 cash prizes. Only with the Sun.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record six of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a seventh.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, oh, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2 TV kit, loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio, and a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
For your personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends December 31st, subject to status. You will not own the car. 18s and over, guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At exactly and precisely 3 o'clock, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up here from Bronson's Bride, proceedings start to get rid of Mugabe and Labour won't suspend Dugdale for I'm a Celeb.
Talk Radio.
Notorious prisoner Charles Bronson's new bride has told Talk Radio she's at her wit's end with people saying their relationship is a sham.
Let them say what they want, because to be honest, I couldn't really give a toss anymore. I love the man.
Paulie Williamson started writing to the 64-year-old. He's been in jail for more than 40 years after reading one of his books 3 years ago. The actress says they faced obstacles before getting married last week at H&P Wakefield. She insists he's no longer the person who made headlines for being Britain's most violent inmate.
Now, the Charlie Bronson of back in the day would have risen to a lot of those things. The Charlie Salvador that I know, that I've married, that I'm in love with, has remained calm, has remained polite.
10,000 police inquiries may be affected by claims data was fiddled with at a forensics lab. Violent crimes and sex offences are among the cases being rechecked, while some convictions have been referred to the Court of Appeal. The Speaker of Zimbabwe's Parliament says it's received a formal notice to remove Robert Mugabe as president. It's thought his impeachment could take months as he tries to cling on to power. Former African Minister Lord Peter Hain has told Talk Radio the general feeling is his former deputy Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was sacked by Mugabe, will be better.
I think most people feel that he's of a different era and has a different world understanding, and realises that Zimbabwe cannot keep going like this with impoverishing its people, destroying its economy, its agriculture.
The Brexit secretary says reaching a deal with the European Union is the most likely and best outcome, but David Davis is warning it's possible the UK won't get a deal. Seven former workers at a detention centre are being prosecuted over alleged abuse and misconduct against young men. Police launched one of the country's biggest investigations into the claims at Medemsley in County Durham more than 4 years ago. And in the last few minutes, Labour has said its former leader in Scotland, Kezia Dugdale, won't face suspension by the party over her appearance as a contestant on ITV's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. While Talk Radio presenter Ian Lee is expected to enter the jungle in the next day.
Have you seen the photos?
No.
There's photos of them by a helicopter in all the regalia.
Lovely. I'm going to have to Google that.
Yes, there are.
In the Sun.
In Lee, getting on a helicopter. Yeah, in the newspapers today.
Well,
and he's
going
in tonight, apparently.
We had the Sun reporter on earlier, and she was saying that she's spoken to him, and he hasn't been able to see any media or anything for a week, hasn't been able to look at his phone.
Yeah.
And apparently he thought he was going to be in the jungle with Boris Becker. I don't know why. That's what he thought.
I think Boris Becker's been in it before, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
Well, I don't know, actually. Mm. But apparently that's what he said.
Right. Well, this promises to be a news story that keeps on giving, then. Well, Ian Lee, yes, of these parts, is indeed going into the jungle. You're absolutely right. For I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, along with the MP that you mentioned there, Kezia Dugdale, who, by the way, I don't see... I mean, there has been criticism of her for doing this, of course, because, you know, she's an MP. She's being paid an MP salary to represent her constituents. But as long as she still represents her constituents from the jungle... then I don't really necessarily see that that's...
She's not the first to do it. Nadine Dorris, she did exactly it. And right. Also she, Penny she... Mordaunt, the current International Trade Development Secretary, the one who replaced Priti Patel. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. Went into the...
No, she did Splash, not did the Splash. Jungle.
Oh, right.
But the Splash is different, because that was once a week in a swimming pool in Luton.
Yeah.
It's not jetting off...
Oh, the glamour of that.
to go to 3 weeks in the jungle.
Yeah. Or a hotel garden.
Nadine Dorris, was she celeb...
I think she was in the jungle.
Yeah, I think she faced similar criticism
she
at
did,
the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So it's.
And here we are talking about it, which is the point, I suppose, that they want. So there we go. We've fallen.
She's donating all of her fee to charity.
Yeah.
Which I think at first the idea was that she was donating her MP wages to charity.
Right.
But then she got proper in trouble. Yeah. And but I've said all along, I'm donating the show fee.
Yes, just like Ian Lee will, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, if he doesn't, he's a crook.
Yeah, if he doesn't, he is...
It's all right, he can't hear us, not allowed to...
Not allowed to listen to the media. Yeah, so if Ian Lee doesn't donate his fee from I'm Celebrity Get Me Out of Here to charity, then he's a nasty man.
Oh, you're so supportive. Yeah.
He's just jealous. He's jealous because they have the same agent and his didn't get him.
Do you actually have the same agent?
As Ian Lee?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
He hasn't got you any TV work recently, has he?
Not really, no, if I'm honest with you. No. Or anything else. I mean, I got this. So really, I don't know why I got him. It's kind of a waste of
time. Go on, sack your agent on air. Go on, do it.
I bet he wouldn't realise.
It's true, actually.
You'd have to do
I actually fired him about a year ago, and he doesn't know.
You'd have to do it on air, because he never takes your phone calls.
You think he listens to this?
No, but we'll have to snip it up and send it as a recording.
I'd have to go on Ian's show and do it. He listens to that. It's Tour Radio in the afternoons. No. Victoria's got the...
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Victoria's got the latest weather. Talk Radio, national weather. See?
I thought you'd forgotten about all the rest of your commitments. So wet and windy in northern areas.
He doesn't have any other commitments because of his agent.
a mix of bright spells and showers elsewhere. Highs of 14.
Oh, there you go. And now here's
Patabas
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco, it's where the
trade goes. Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. Rafa Benitez could leave Newcastle if the current takeover bid falls through. Investor Amanda Staveley has offered Mike Ashley £300 million for the club, though he's understood to be asking for slightly more. Everton striker Umar Nias has been charged with successfully deceiving a match official in Saturday's 2-2 draw with Crystal Palace. It's the first time a Premier League player has been retrospectively punished for diving. In the Champions League tonight, Liverpool can qualify for the knockout stages with a win away to Sevilla. Manchester City are already through ahead of tonight's game with Dutch side Feyenoord, and Tottenham are hoping to make it 5 Group H matches without defeat when they take on Borussia Dortmund in Germany. Australian cricket vice-captain David Warner says Ben Stokes has let down England. The all-rounder hasn't travelled down under for the Ashes after being arrested over an incident on a night out. The first test starts in Brisbane on Thursday. And England have named Kevin Brown in their starting lineup for Saturday's Rugby League World Cup semi-final, but he'll have to prove his fitness. The standoff suffered concussion and was substituted in the last 8 win over Papua New Guinea. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport and powered by Pete Abbott in association with Pete Abbott. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate is now. So, we've yet to find out what Paul Hollywood's wife will get in the split that's been widely reported today. But in the other big divorce news, it would appear that Theresa May, she's the Prime Minister, by the way, wants to give the EU £38 billion in the settlement when Britain leaves the EU. Tory MPs have been quoted in the press today saying that voters would go bananas if the UK paid the sum, although stopped short of saying whether the bananas that the voters would go would be curved or straight, according to the banana-based law imposed on bananas by Brussels. Brussels say critics should forget about bananas and concentrate on sprouts. Of course, what Theresa May should be doing is writing that she's willing to pay the EU £38 billion down the side of a bus, and then, when they've agreed to the deal, simply admit that the bus was a lie, and although the EU will be annoyed by the lie, it'll be too late to do anything about it. On the line, having called Talk Radio, is a Talk Radio listener. Brian's on the phone. Good afternoon, Brian. Thanks for calling. Hi, Brian.
Hello, you're right, Jonathan.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, it's the level person. Brian, I'm Brian, aren't I?
Yes, you're Brian. Hello, Brian?
Who was that man speaking then?
Hello, Brian?
I forgot my name, sorry.
Right, well, that does happen a lot on Talk Radio. That's fair enough. Well, let's start with Brian, whichever Brian you want to identify as. Hello, Brian?
Hello.
There you go. Right, Brian, now, am I right, Brian, you heard me say bananas there?
Yes.
Tell me about your issue with bananas.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jonathan, I'm completely disgusted with you. Mentioning bananas on a afternoon show on the radio.
Family show.
And a what?
A family show.
Oh, I misheard you. I thought you said something else. yes, it's not that sort of show. Now, listen, the bananas, they come over here.
Yeah.
And they hang around in bunches inside of supermarkets.
Yes.
I just think they're a bunch of yellow fiends.
Right. Now, is the problem here that... I mean, this is obviously to do with Europe, isn't it? Because we know about the bananas.
Everything to do with Europe, yes.
Are you saying that you want bananas... Now, let's be clear. Existing...
I don't want bananas.
No. But bananas that are already over here, because let's face it, bananas aren't native to this country. Bananas are immigrant fruit. Are you suggesting that the bananas that are already here can stay, or would you deport bananas as well as not allowing any more bananas in?
I think we should just peel them and strip them off and then send them away.
Right.
Something like that, maybe that'll work.
Would you keep... Sorry, when you say peel them, does that mean you'd keep the internal bit of the banana and send the flappy skin back, or would you...
No, I don't want anything to do with the skin.
Well, you're not being clear. You see, this is the problem with people like you. You phone up and you're not clear,
yes,
are you?
Yes, I know.
Do you want the banana to go or some of it to stay?
Look, Jonathan, I don't mind as long as they're out of my face and not hang around in shops and bunches, okay?
Okay, so it's the bunch, are you happy with single individual bananas and it's just when they're in a bunch that you feel intimidated?
I have never seen a single banana on its own. They're always in bunches.
Okay, well, stay on the line, Brian, because I want to bring in Billy.
I must.
Good afternoon, Billy.
Oh, John, sorry about that confusion. My middle name is Brian.
Yes, I can see. I understand why it was confusing.
I got a little bit confused.
Yes. So, look, you're part of the pro-banana lobby, right? Uh-huh. So you are, you're with America. The right to bear bananas. That's what America have. And you think we should have that here. Anyone should be able to bear bananas, should they want to.
We should all have the right to have bananas, as you quite well say there. And they're a lovely shape, and I love the softness of them. I mean, when you put one in your mouth, it tastes really nice, and it melts away very nicely. And I don't actually understand why Brian has got such a massive problem with bananas, singular or in a bunch, because they're brilliant things. And as well as being extremely tasty, they're also great for around the house. Because I keep in my kitchen drawer, it's full of bananas.
Yeah.
And I use it for stirring soups and things like that. Yeah. And also it's great for activities in the bedroom, you know, such as hammering nails and reaching the light switch from the bed when you don't want to get out of bed.
What do you make of this story that bananas are being no-platformed at universities now? Because they're, at the end of the day, bananas are... we should accept them, shouldn't we? But just because bananas, Brian, are different to your way of thinking, is that any reason to not allow bananas into universities?
No, Brian, I'm Brian. What's wrong with you, man?
I'm getting confused.
My goodness me. Look, I don't... No, actually, he can answer that. Why not? Go on. He was so keen.
No, you answer it.
No, you answer it.
No, you answer it. It was... You're Brian.
Fine. John, do you want to answer it?
Yes. I think the reason that bananas are no platform at universities are they're banana, we can't, you know, bananas are of colour. We, you know, you have to be careful about that as well. Bananas sometimes you've heard that bananas have radiation in them. I'm sure this.
Yes, I have heard this.
Yeah, a banana is quite a radioactive fruit. That's true. The worst ever banana accident was, of course, in Chernobyl. We know that. Obviously, the reactor got the blame, but in fact, what happened was one of the workers at Chernobyl, we know how Chernobyl was caused. Now, took a banana in a packed lunch, didn't he? Left the lid off the Tupperware next to the main core of Chernobyl's reactor. What happened? Banana meltdown. That banana...
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
Go on, talk about it more.
Well, this is exactly what you're talking about, the dangerousness of bananas. And as my colleague says, a banana drama is what they cause. Now, look, in Chernobyl, yes, bananas are not native to Chernobyl either.
No.
And they bring them over there.
So you're blaming... Sorry, you're coming back to immigration, aren't you, again?
Yeah, I'm going back to immigration. Yes, absolutely. I think bananas are just... Where were they from exactly? I don't know, but let's just stay where it is, wherever that is.
Right. So, I mean, that's quite a racist. I mean, is that you're basically a racist?
I'm a fruitist.
A fruitist, right? Well, you're fruitist. What about other? Okay. What about other foreign fruit? Let's widen that out slightly.
Oh, here we go. Don't get me started.
Right. Well, I am getting you started. I'm starting you now.
Go on then. Yes. Strawberries. They're fine because they're here, aren't they?
Yeah. British. Yeah.
British born and bred.
Yes.
I don't care for pineapples.
Pineapples, right, here we go. Here we go. Come on, pineapples, what else?
And do you know what? The main reason I don't care about pineapples? Because we call them pineapples. Everyone else calls them ananas, which sounds like bananas. Think about it. Peaches as well, they're swines.
Right, okay, look, let's look at the specifics of this, right? That you are spouting fruitist views, right? Now, you are entitled to do that on a radio show, but you can't go unchallenged. So I know Billy is going to come back and challenge you in a moment. What do you make of this, Billy? By way of a challenge, right, there are a lot of people who say that there aren't enough bananas represented in the media, all right? This is a diversity issue, right? There's not enough fruit in the media, right? Bananas go unrepresented. I'm looking at the figures now on TV, radio, film and literature, right? For instance, you know, let's pick a novel at random, Pride and Prejudice, right? Are there any bananas in it?
Not that I can recall.
Exactly. So the prejudice there is against bananas, isn't it? So do you think bananas should be represented, even though they're not from here originally, but because of multi-fruitism, do you think bananas should be represented in all forms of media? Is that fair?
I do think so. I think on the panel shows as well, they should have at least one banana, you know, and... In music, you see, there aren't that many bananas apart from that one band made up of bananas called Bananarama.
Yeah.
There's Venus, Venus, that one. But, you know, I do think that more bananas need to be introduced into telly, into radio. Actually, on this show, on your radio show, I'm very surprised that there aren't any bananas presenting alongside you.
No, well, that's a fair point.
Why haven't you had a banana read the newspapers in your special little slot you have there?
Diversity paper. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm not...
Am I correct in thinking that Ian Lee is going to bring back bananas with him?
No, you're wrong. You're not really allowed to import and export fruit unless you've got a license. And as far as I'm aware, Ian Lee doesn't have.
Plus, he is also
racist and wouldn't touch them with a barge pole. So look, there are, you know, it's an interesting point, isn't it, to be made? I mean, you had this apology today. I don't know whether you've seen it. Some monkeys took out a thing with the Daily Mail. They said that you could get free bananas over Christmas with the Daily Mail, and there's been a backlash saying that monkeys shouldn't really advertise with the Daily Mail and promote bananas because you know, the Daily Mail is a hateful newspaper. That's an argument, isn't it? Where do you stand on that, Billy?
It is an argument. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That's the answer I wanted.
No,
thank you.
Yes,
how many? Here's a question. How many bananas? Yes or no, Brian?
No.
Billy?
Yes, please. Yes.
Well, look. Yes. Okay. Well, look, we're going to have to leave slightly.
Can I put a warning out there, please? Because as much as I do love bananas, you have to be very careful. Because if you eat more than seven of them, your innards will explode. Okay. So if you eat more than seven bananas, you will explode.
All right.
Be very careful.
Look, thank you. Well, Billy, thank you for that timely warning. Obviously, we're coming up to Christmas now, which is traditional time to for all of us to eat bananas. Billy, Brian, thank you both for calling. Could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Billy?
Bananarama.
Thank you, Brian.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Thank you very much indeed. Get in touch. What do you think? Do you think or not? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do we need bananas? It's 2017, it's post-Brexit Britain, we've got nappy-changing facilities and those paper-chase pens with fluff on the end. Why do we need bananas? Get in touch, let us know. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Listen to Sam Delaney this afternoon from 4 and get current affairs conversation that puts you in the driver's seat. It's the high-performance drive time show that always goes the extra mile. Delaney, live at Drive, this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/car tax.
Bold black alloy wheels, sleek gloss black grille, mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of December 2017. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
We either agree or disagree. But it's the journey getting there where it becomes interesting, lively, even entertaining. That's why our journalists have different points of view, helping you stay not just informed, but well-informed. And why, at The Times, we agree to disagree. The Times and The Sunday Times. Know your times.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, big problems in Cheshire. The M56 is closed westbound. We are seeing queuing traffic due to an accident with a van involved. That's between Junction 9 for the Lim interchange and Junction 10. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, the M42 southbound lane is closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down vehicle. That's at Junction 6 for the airport. And elsewhere in Northamptonshire, we have one lane closed due to an accident on the M1. That's northbound between Junction 16 and Junction 17 for Dunchurch. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Being from the olden days, Royal London know that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so, by the way, some reactions very quickly coming in to the big debate on bananas. Do we need bananas anymore? Cornelius, have you got some coming in there?
John.
Yes.
This word is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. That's coming from a pop star.
Thank you very much.
John, there is no bananas in politics. That's what she said.
Right.
Has tweeted.
Yeah.
John.
Make any sense, does it? Go on.
Ripe. So, lots coming in.
Lots coming in. And John, think about it. What will pyjamas go round as what runs down the stairs if we get rid of bananas? That's a very good point. What do you think? 8-7-2-2-2?
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And now we help somebody. Somebody with a hope and a dream. A Kickstarter project, if you will. That's what we do on this programme. If you've got a Kickstarter project and you'd like to come on the radio to talk about it, get in touch with us and we'll invite you on as we give another Kickstarter a kick up the arse. And one such hoper and dreamer, as I always like to say, is on the phone now. He's called Simon. Good afternoon, Simon. How the devil are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yes, we're all right. I'm intrigued by your Kickstarter idea. I'll be honest with you, Simon. We talk to a lot of people with Kickstarter ideas. Some of them I politely enthuse about, but think, not sure that's going to work. Other times, I think, yeah, okay, I could see this one working. This one, though I am being polite, I genuinely sort of want this to happen because I'd quite like to see it. So, tell me about your Kickstarter, Simon.
Well, we're trying to make a feature film, and we're shooting it on smartphones.
Yeah. I'll stop you there. Already, that's, to the average person, well, two things. Yeah. Firstly, we all, phones in pocket, we can all point, that's how the internet is made, isn't it? It's just people nowadays filming anything and everything, right? Mostly, it has to be said, filming it the wrong way up. That's the first issue I have. Yeah. So for God's sake, make sure you hold the phone the right way. Because there's nothing more irritating than that. I'm sure you agree. Yeah. And secondly, I guess, why hasn't someone tried to make a feature film on smartphones before, or have they?
Well, they have, actually. There's one famous, relatively famous one called Tangerine, which did well at Sundance a couple of years ago. But apart from that, there hasn't been really any sort of ones that have had a commercial success.
And what do you think the reason for that is? Why do you think that is?
There's not that many made. I mean, I still think people haven't really kind of clued in on it, on the kind of advantages, actually, of using a smartphone. I think a lot of filmmakers sort of look down on it. But we have got people like Soderbergh now, who I think has shot a feature film recently.
Yep.
On smartphones, on iPhones. So, Soderbergh's a pretty big name. We've also got people like Michel Gondry, who made a short film on iPhones. And Zack Snyder, another big film director, who he did iPhone film, a short film again, but it looks pretty incredible, actually. You can check them out on YouTube,
see
the kind of quality you can get,
So is this something, this an idea, we'll get to the sort of synopsis and so on in a minute, but is this kind of an idea that you've had in your back pocket for a long time, waiting for technology to catch up?
Well, I've already shot a feature film on a camcorder, like just a consumer camcorder. And we toured it, got it into a big festival, toured it around the world, really, around Europe and America as well, just using social media, crowdfunding. And then I met someone and we set up in Switzerland, and we set up a festival. She had this idea, Andrea Holle, she had this idea for a smartphone film festival, so films that are just shot on smartphones mostly.
Yeah.
And so I've been helping with that. We're in our fourth year. It's doing pretty well in Switzerland, getting a lot of attention. We watch a lot of great films, and so I just thought it'd be be cool to actually have a go at it, you know, because I'm judging these films, and I thought it'd be great to actually test myself.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I came to this.
So talk us through the planned story then.
The story that we're filming is set in the London music scene, really. And because I used to work in the in music as a composer, songwriter, I'd worked in it for about 20 years, started off in a band, and all my friends at the time were in bands. And there's this whole kind of chunk of people who we probably all know someone who once is in a band, and you know, at some point, and a lot of people that never quite, you know, make it, but with lots of talent, somehow the luck doesn't fall their way.
Yeah.
So I wanted to write a story about those people, because I don't think they're really that represented in film. Usually we kind of get the glory stories, you know, or the biopics that are about the people that are really famous.
Yeah. But this is kind of the every man and woman and who, as you rightly say, I think most people have been in a band at some point. I mean, I was in one at uni. It was rubbish.
Okay.
But, you know, but we've all had a go. That's the point, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, the band I was in did okay. We got Radio 1 play. We were Melody Maker Singer of the Week.
Which is pretty, it's pretty good, because not a lot of people achieve that.
Yeah, we were played by John Peel and stuff, you know, so...
Yeah. What was the name of the band, son?
It was called Aquarius.
All right.
You can hear... I think there's some little bits of it on YouTube. And
good.
People have since uploaded it. It's quite fun. But, you know, we didn't... We kind of got close, but it didn't break through. We did end up making a sort of something of a living, writing music for television and stuff.
Right, yeah.
In the end, but I just think it's quite an interesting, for me it's interesting, those people that haven't that aren't maybe destined to hit the big time, but are still struggling away and sort of dreaming of some kind of escape route from, or just inspired by other people who have all the stars, kind of thing.
Yeah. So in terms of... Go on, sorry, I was just going to say, in terms of the shooting then, this is a kind of... I'm just reading through the Kickstarter stuff. This is a sort of guerrilla shoot, in a way, which I suppose is sort of easier to do with phone cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
Than a load of gear.
Yeah, exactly. I mean... That's why. Well, I was thinking of what kind of story to write to shoot on smartphones. I thought, well, I know a lot about the music industry. I still have those connections, and London is still quite a healthy sort of live music scene. So we can use those places like venues and stuff, and just people's houses, and on the street. You know, you can film on the street with a smartphone. Nobody will even notice.
Yeah,
probably. Because they've probably got their head buried in their smartphone anyway.
There's probably all kind of laws about doing it, but let's not worry about that. You just look like a tourist. Just dress as a tourist. You can get away with it.
Yeah.
So are you going to sort of have actors sort of acting out the scenes in the streets and stuff, but as you say, sort of on the fly, really?
Yeah. I mean, that's my plan, is in a lot of situations, like maybe even also in clubs and venues and stuff, we can, you know, rather than having to hire 200 extras, we can just turn up. I've had one band who I know who they've offered to just do a gig and get all their fans along and say, look, there's guys filming, but don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And we can just kind of fit in. Because it's such a small setup, you can just fit in to any situation pretty much.
And what do...
Like filming a documentary.
And those that are going to help you with their coin, Simon, what do they, in true Kickstarter tradition, what do they get back?
Yes. Lots of exciting rewards. They get, it depends what level you want to come in at, but we've got like signed postcards, download the soundtrack, download the movie, signed posters, screenplay. You can even be in it. You can. We've got one reward, which is you can have a small character, a minor character in one scene. Because a lot of this is going to be improvised, we can invite people in, and I'm pretty good with working with people who haven't acted before or who want to, try to have a go at it, kind of thing.
All right. Well, look, we wish you the very best with it, of course. Tell us where we will find... What do we search for on Kickstarter, Simon?
Okay, well, the film title is called Body and Soul.
Yep.
So I think if you search for that, or you, look in the film, if you look in the film section, we should be pretty well high...
Front and centre.
We work quite high up.
All right.
Yeah. Film section.
All right, look, Simon, good talk to you. That is Simon there. Kickstarter project, Body and Soul, it's called. It's a cinematic movie made only with smartphones. That's the future, kids. So if you'd like to have a look, well, you know, look at the Kickstarter page, as you rightly pointed out, if you'd like to even be in the film, then Kickstarter, of course, is where you go. Search for Body and Soul. It'll be there somewhere. If you would like us to kick your Kickstarter up the arse by inviting you on the radio to plug it to upwards of the... just under the last count, four people that listen to this show, then do get in touch. The number is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do what he said. Or you can use, you know, social media, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's right. It's Kickstarter projects kicked up the arse by Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. And look, here's Victoria with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
The new wife of the prisoner branded the most violent in Britain has told Talk Radio she's sick of people criticising their relationship, calling it fake. Paula Williamson's romance with Charles Bronson started with writing letters to him in prison. The 64-year-old has been locked up for more than four decades for offences such as armed robbery and hostage taking. The actress has told us he's a changed man who didn't react to obstacles ahead of their wedding last week.
We've been told we can't have our wedding photos, they cancelled two of the guests, they've changed plans at the last minute. But he's remained dignified and respectful, and I'm so, so proud of him. And I have no regrets. I love this man.
10,000 police investigations are being rechecked because data may have been manipulated at a forensics lab. Retests of samples have already led to cases being dropped, and others have been referred to the Court of Appeal. The Brexit secretary is warning Brussels talks about a future trade agreement must start now or there can't be a deal on the Irish border issue. David Davis is speaking after the government agreed to offer Europe more as part of its EU exit deal. It's estimated 4.5 million people will be able to get a discounted rail fare under a new railcard scheme. The Chancellor will announce 25 to 30-year-olds will become eligible during his budget speech tomorrow. And a complete family of prehistoric mammoth skeletons has failed to sell at auction. They've been tipped to go for as much as £400,000, but the top bid was £240,000. The weather wet in northern and western areas tonight. Strong winds for many with gales in the far north. Lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow, heavy rain across northern England, Wales and later Scotland, drier elsewhere, but further rain in the west and more gales across England and Wales. Highs of 15. There's more news in 24 minutes.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. And there's more news now, because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Now, what a treat. The bulletins aren't long enough, of course, to fit all information in. They're only 2 minutes or so. So animal, vegetable and mineral, we know, covers everything else off. We bring you bonus news at 3.30 each and every day. But on the third Tuesday of each month, for reasons I can't even begin to remember, we bring you a fourth category, because it turns out animal, vegetable and mineral doesn't cover fungus news.
If there's not mushroom in the actual news, fungus news. Get it? I don't get it.
Some of the female contestants on I'm a Celeb are being warned to make sure they wash their chest properly, as fungus might grow. Why have you put your
fungus
hand up?
Fungus news.
Cornelius.
What? I have a question. Why would that happen?
Well, the show's resident expert, Medic Bob, has this to say, and I've got a rather long quote. The biggest problem I have with people with large breast implants is that because of the humidity in the jungle, fungus grows quickly on the skin, and with big breast implants, if they're rubbing on their chest, and the women don't clean under their breasts...
And the women.
They can get a fungal disease.
Under the...
They do need to use a jungle shower a lot, so I tell them to keep clean and wash every day. Twice a day, and some don't. They get lazy. That's Medic Bob for you.
Medic Bob.
Fungus news.
He's giving under-boob washing advice.
Yes.
Has he offered to help?
Not that I'm aware of, but the shower scenes...
Good, that would be inappropriate.
...often get Like, I know that Toff was the first to have a shower in I'm a Celeb. Sorry. I don't even watch the program.
Who's in the paper?
Who's
Georgina
Toff?
Toffolo from Made in Chelsea.
Toffolo?
She's a posh woman. Her surname is Toffolo.
Is it? Like the Gruffalo?
Like Toffolo. And wow. She gets called Toff, for sure.
Has she got purple prickles all over her back?
No.
Oh.
She might do if she doesn't wash it properly.
So she got large breast implants?
I don't think so, but apparently Rebecca Vardy, the wife of... Jamie Vardy, Leicester.
That's not all she does. Did you not watch last night's episode?
No.
They were talking about what they're all famous for. She's like, so people originally will know me for being Jamie Vardy's wife, but I think now people would recognise me for my charity work.
Oh, I didn't know she's charity.
I was just like, what? I was like, people wouldn't recognise you if you walked into an Oxfam.
To be honest, I don't know what she looks like. No. I just know about her and that she has had a problem with stalkers, and I think she did a show about stalkers once.
Right.
Or harassment.
Or something.
Something.
Oh, well, she thinks she's famous for her charity work. So I didn't know this about underboob. Is this a thing? You're a girl. Is it a thing?
I don't live in a humid jungle, so
I did
not know.
But generally, is there... I mean, does a woman find stuff... tucked up there? I don't know.
No, unless you've got lots of rolls, maybe, and things get lost. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think we move on.
Yeah,
it's a bit
of a weird story, though, isn't it?
Fungus news.
Yeah.
That's what fungus news does to you.
Yeah.
We have an update from one of our first ever editions of Fungus News.
I remember.
Fungus news.
What is it, then?
Oh, no, I just remember the first edition.
Hang on. Music's run out.
Hurry up, because we're all running out of time and I've got an actual job to do. Hurry up. You've already kept me late for the news.
Fungus news.
Remember the warning that a deadly fungus could cause a banana apocalypse?
Ah.
Well, apparently genetically modified bananas can resist the so-called Panama disease.
Right.
Fungicides can't stop Fusarium wilt tropical race 4, in brackets TR4, spreading. So... scientists have developed a new hybrid, which is part wild banana and part the most popular type in the world, which, if I remember rightly, is Cavendish. But I typed that and I'm not sure it is now. Anyway, and they've created a resistant version.
Wow.
Oh, I mean...
version.
Is there any other kind? I mean...
John!
Come on.
That's really horrible. Yeah,
it's not! You said it.
I'm moving on from what you just said. But this resistant version won't be on the shelves for another 5 years.
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
Are you sure it's Cavendish? I think you may be confused with Mark Cavendish, the cyclist.
Does he wear yellow
He won the Tour de France and wears yellow.
They wear a yellow jersey.
Yes.
Right.
See, I know something about sport.
Maybe that's where you got confused.
Maybe. No, why don't you Google it? Because I don't have access to anything like that in this studio, unfortunately.
So if you kept a banana under your breast, would you get fungus and that banana disease?
No, that's just weird.
I might ask Medic Bob if I ever bump into him.
You never will, because you're never going in the jungle.
No,
it's Ian Lee who got chosen, not you.
Well... Yes, it was.
Gonna,
you're right.
Michael Parkinson's going to go on his show as well.
Damn it!
I've seen Michael Parkinson. He had a big hug with Darren Goff.
Did he?
Cricketer.
No, cricket fan. Yeah, he would. Yeah.
They're both from Yorkshire,
it
too.
It is Cavendish.
Oh, that's right. Thanks. And finally, zombie ants.
Good.
Do you want me to elaborate?
Yes.
Okay, a fungus which infects carpenter ants in the Brazilian rainforest is worse than previously thought. So when an insect becomes infected, it can no longer control its actions, hence the name zombie ant.
Yep.
But scientists have now discovered that, surprisingly, their brains are still intact, so they can still think what they'd normally think.
But they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, so it's quite cruel. So O. unilaterist... infiltrates and surrounds muscle fibres throughout the ant's body, turning the ants into zombies and part fungus.
It's coming for humans.
Can they still go to work?
I don't know if the carpenter ants actually worked.
The carpenters?
Yeah.
They can't. They just sit on the floor in the rainforest.
Why don't they build
munching.
A chair?
They can't because they're zombie ants.
On.
And there you have fungus news, and I think we can all agree how up to date we are on that. Tomorrow,
mineral news.
No, it's animal news.
Mineral news.
I'm not doing mineral news.
Mineral news.
Looks like it's going to be animal news.
Yeah,
mineral news.
She won't
need a mineral update.
I'm not doing it.
Fine, I'll do it.
Okay, fine.
No,
you will do it. You've said it on air now. You will do Mineral News and I'll listen and make snarky comments about it.
There.
That's what you do, isn't it? Yeah.
Victoria there with today's...
Fungus News.
Fungus News. We'll be back with a game of Snowflake Buckaroo after traffic and travel.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
I started Cocofina. This allowed me to bring passion and balance back into my life.
Sage Business Management Solutions helps support the ambition of many growing companies, just like Cocofina.
We needed a partner that knows as much about finances as we know about coconuts.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
That moment when you promise yourself an early night, but end up on the phone in a YouTube wormhole until 2 a.m. Or that moment when you're walking and texting and look up to see the person you almost walked into glaring at you. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, still big problems in Cheshire. The M56 is closed westbound. We are seeing queuing traffic due to recovery work and an accident. A van involved between Junction 9 for the Lym interchange and Junction 10 for Stretton. Track traffic is being released there at the moment and there is a diversion in operation for you. And elsewhere in Northamptonshire, we have one lane closed due to an accident on the M1. That is northbound between Junction 16 and Junction 17 for Dunchurch. However, traffic is coping well. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Being from the olden days, Royal London note that someday pretty much everyone could get seriously ill. You, me, weightlifters, little yappy dogs, Russian astronauts, you know, pretty much everyone. That's why their life insurance plans bought through an advisor come with Help in Hand. It gives you your own dedicated nurse to help when you most probably get seriously ill. Ask your financial advisor about Royal London Help in Hand today.
Helping Hand is available on protection plans bought through advisors and provided by third parties. Services are not part of a product contract and can be amended or withdrawn at any time.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show right here only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show this Saturday from midnight only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A bit of breaking news for you. Robert Mugabe has resigned as president. This is just after impeachment proceedings began against him in Zimbabwe. Of course, 2 or 3 hours after those proceedings began, he has handed in his resignations, according to the speaker in the Zimbabwean parliament. That news again, Robert Mugabe has resigned as president of Zimbabwe. Sam Delaney will have more for you, of course, in Drive after 4 o'clock. Also tonight, the two mics are in for James Whale and Rufus Hound is in for Ian Lee again because Ian Lee is in a jungle. Tomorrow, our programme, I'm so looking forward to this. It's the big day, woo, woo, of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's Christmas for journalists.
Yes, it is. It is Budget Day. Whoa, it's the most... Boom! What an exciting... I love, like, talking about numbers. So, what a show we promise you tomorrow as we bring you an amped-up budget special. We'll be on air midway through the budget speech,
budget.
I imagine. Imagine the fallout from it all. Imagine what we can do with all of the news about how much percentage points of tax have gone on a packet of cigarettes. It's going to be great.
It's the World Cup of news.
I can't wait for it all tomorrow. So, big budget special on the show tomorrow. A lot of special guests for you there. Don't know who yet. We'll figure it out. Anyway, so that's all going to be happening. Now, a lot of news going on. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. We are here to help. The way we do that, of course, is by bringing you the news analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Paper chase, sorry for chasing wrong paper. Should have gone with the sun.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
A proper newspaper.
The Bible.
The news in haikus. And so we bring you now the game for snowflakes everywhere. It's Snowflake Buckaroo. So it's like a game of Buckaroo. You remember back in yesterday year when there was the donkey, a sort of plastic donkey, and you piled tools upon the donkey in order for the donkey to kick the tools off. And whoever so whom hung the last tool on before it kicked off lost the game. It's that. But instead of a donkey, we got snowflake millennials. And instead of tools, we got trigger phrases. If you hang the trigger phrase on and the millennial kicks off and runs to its safe space, you lose. Let's meet today's contestants. I'll explain more as we go along. Alice is on the phone. Hello, Alice.
Hello.
How are you, Alice?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thank you. What do you do, Alice?
I'm a commercial development assistant.
Are you?
Mm. It's a very long title for someone who doesn't do very much.
I see. Have you been busy developing commercial things today?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good, glad to hear it. All right.
Quick break.
Well, I'm glad you've taken some time out. Would you class yourself as a millennial, Alice?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good. This is the game for you, then. You're going to like this. All right, so stand by, because you're going to be playing against John. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're good. What do you do, John?
Well, I'm a mature student.
Right. So that's not millennial then, is it, really?
I'm definitely not millennial.
No.
I'd love to be millennial.
All right. Does that mean you, you know, you sort of, you don't have a safe space, John, do you?
No.
No, you don't need one. No, that's right.
In my life.
Yeah, that's right. Right, look, this is Alice and John playing against each other. So what's going to happen? There'll be various rounds, okay, and I will give you classic millennial trigger phrases. You can choose, as the rounds go on, which one you want to hang on the millennial, like in Buckaroo, but without a donkey. And they're all worth points. The first of you to reach 21 when the points add up is out. You don't want to get to 21, all right? That's how the game's going to work. So are we ready to play?
Yes,
do this thing. All right, round one of Snowflake Buckaroo. Alice and John playing. Alice, by dint of just being on the first phone line here, we'll go to you first in terms of choice. Will you choose which of the following, okay, you can have to hang on the millennial, these trigger phrases? Non-consensual pre-op gluten-free femi struggle. Or trans-exclusionary radical binary appropriation. Which of those do you want to go for?
I think the first.
All right. That leaves John with the second. And I can tell you that they're both worth...
Five points.
5 points there. So yeah, Cornelius will give us the latest score now.
Yes, well, it's currently John. Alice has 5.
Yes.
Whilst John has 5.
Well, let's go to round two where John gets to choose first in round two. John, are you going to go for gender fluid post-op vegan of colour, or LGBT BYOB, which bring your own bottleism?
I'm LGBBYOTBOMBOM.
Okay, and that leaves Alice with the other one. I can tell you, John, yours is worth 6 points. 6 points. And Alice, 4 points.
Yeah. Oh.
Cornelius, latest score.
Well, John, John has scored 11, yep. Whilst Alice is ahead with 9.
And we don't want to be getting to 21, remember. So, okay, Alice choosing first on the next round. Alice, will you go for hashtag... Black Friday matters, or hashtag I'm dreaming of a Christmas so white.
Hashtag Black Friday matters.
Right, that leaves you with the other one, John. I can tell you, Alice, that yours is worth 3 points. And John's is worth 5 points. Cornelius, the latest scores, please.
Well, it's 12 for Alex and 16... Alice.
Yeah.
12 for Alice, who's leading.
Yeah.
And 16 for John.
All right, it's John choosing first this time, I think, is it? I can't remember, probably. Anyway, are you going to go for...
Yes.
Platform-signalled cis-assumptive pronoun spreading... Or virtue-privileged non-specific maxi-microaggression.
Oh, that's non-specific maxi-mission.
Two points there for John.
Two points.
And also 2 points for Alice as well.
Yeah. Oh,
it's close, isn't it?
Yes.
How close, Cornelius?
Oh, thanks for asking, John.
Yeah.
Alice has 14, yeah. John, yeah. Whilst John, yeah. John has yeah. 18.
Oh, dear, right. Okay, well, it's Alice choosing first this time. Alice, are you going to go for reverse consensual omni-fluid paper chase boycott or anxiety-shamed intersex-splaining?
Reverse consensual
paper chase boycott. It's 1 point.
Oh.
Oh. And also 1 point for John. Final round is this. Alice choosing first, is it? I can't remember.
Who's John.
John first.
John,
right.
John final.
First, are you going to go for pansexual, pangender, pan-identity, pan-au-chocolat? Or homo-privileged, patriarchal, biphobic inclusivity?
I do like pan au chocolat. I think I'm going to go for the other one, though.
Right, you're going to go for the other one. All right, well, I can tell you that Alice got 2 points for that one.
Oh, 17.
Oh, and John, it's
John's
all on this, isn't it?
19 at the moment.
It was 800 points. No.
Alice
John,
wins.
Bad luck. Sorry, John. I'm sorry. Alice, congratulations. Well done. There you go. Alice there, winning this week's edition of Snowflake Buckaroo on Talk Radio. It's coming up to 4 o'clock. Sam Delaney next. He's right here, right now.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Robert Mugabe's resigned.
Mugabe's has quit. We didn't know.
Mugombe.
Mugombe. Very good.
Yeah.
You know, will he, won't he?
Yeah.
Well, he has.
Yes.
So, what happens to him next? And who takes over? Someone better than him? Unlikely.
His wife.
Not gonna happen, is
his
it?
Vice president was nicknamed the crocodile.
Yeah.
You never give that to a night. Unless maybe you're like, say, jazz pianist from the ragtime era.
Yeah, then you could get away with being the crocodile.
John Crocodile Holmes.
Yeah,
that's all right.
That's
but
fine.
Other than that, you're probably just a real horrible piece of work. So they'll now have a crocodile in charge, but not his wife, at least. And what will happen to Grace Mugabe, who, for all we know, may have been well qualified to be the next president of Zimbabwe. We will never find out now. What will happen to her and Robert? We'll be trying to answer all of those questions at the top of the show.
Will you have them on the show?
We will be. We've certainly asked.
Yep.
At the moment, I think they're checking their schedule. So hold tight for that.
I think we're trying to get an actual crocodile on for tomorrow.
Yes.
Remember, they're notoriously hard to book.
Yeah.
Because they're picky about fees and travel arrangements.
Yeah, they are.
Do you remember yesterday when I appeared to accidentally swear on the handover between this show show?
Yeah, it was a name pronunciation issue.
Just to be clear, it was not a swear, but. Yeah. There is an irony here, is that the person, who I will not name again in case I accidentally appear to swear again, he never turned up.
Oh.
So I did all that swearing for nothing. What a shame.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Sam Delaney with you next. No matter who turns up, Sam will be here for you. Then the two mics, and then Rufus Hound in for Ian Lee, who's gone into a jungle. We're back tomorrow with our so exciting budget special here on Talk Radio. Woo! 1 to 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.